Rogers State out of Oklahoma today in the elimination ball game as we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Jim Bovey and coach Alasfoy in the opening day, 11-1 to Kansas Wesleyan. And like we talked yesterday, not the way we want to get things started here.
No, it was disappointing on a couple of fronts. One was that we just didn't continue to play like we had basically for the last, 2 weeks, and weren't able to continue that. And secondly, it was disappointing because we really thought that was a team that we had a good chance of defeating. Had played them the past couple of years, had some good series with them, one out of threes, two out of fours, two out of threes with them over the past few years. So we really thought this was a team that we had a good chance of beating, and we were sharp for three innings on the mound, and then things went, they really got on us hitting the ball, and we just couldn't generate any offense.
This was a 3-1 ball game going into the fifth inning when they scored five runs, and that's when the ball game kind of got away from us.
Yeah, and we could have had a situation where they had two outs, nobody on. Jeff had a guy out throwing out stealing, and we dropped the ball, and you could just kind of feel in the dugout, uh-oh, this could be a bad situation. We were getting in the middle of their order there, and they took some good swings. I mean, they hit A.J. Hart, and you got to give them credit for that, and they made the plays defensively, and their pitcher really kept us off balance. So they certainly deserved win, but at the same time, we're disappointed with how we played.
A.J. Clark was the starting pitcher for Hastings. He got into the fifth inning, but like you said, it was too much to overcome there in the fifth. He was right around the strike zone, but he also gave up 10 base hits.
He did. He doesn't walk many guys. He's only walked like six guys in 70 innings, and maybe sometimes around the strike zone too much, but their second time through the order, they got some good swings on him, and that's been fairly typical against AJ teams. Do a little better the second time through the order against him, and there wasn't any cheap things about the way they scored their runs. They earned their runs.
Hastings with only seven base hits offensively yesterday, and obviously that's going to have to improve today.
Yeah, and I don't think any extra base hits in that bunch, and they were scattered. We had seven guys get a hit apiece, but we couldn't string them together. And so we got to hope it goes better today. The thing that I don't want to see is I don't want to see like the end in sight. Last week in the conference tournament, I think there were a couple teams that they were ready to cash it in and go home and take finals and graduate. I don't want to see us do that. I want to see us fight to the last out, whether that last out be the morning's game or whether it be Sunday in an if game. That's what I want to see out of us.
Good feeling today, or how's the team react? You've already been through batting practice.
Well, I think we're okay. We're not as tight as yesterday. I think we've got a guy who's going to be ready to pitch. I mean, it's a tall task. Roger State's a good offensive team and one in the best league in the country. So it's going to be a big task for him. But we got a pitcher who's going to have the energy going. So hopefully he can give us a little boost. We're going to juggle our lineup a little bit, hopefully get a little spark there. And hope we get to the fifth or sixth inning and we're in the ball game, and then we can see what happens.
And talk about the lineup changes. We're going to see Mike Tomlin, a guy we have not seen for a while.
Well, Mike was our regular center fielder for a large portion of the first half of the year, then got some hamstring trouble, tried to come back, and just couldn't make it back. And so he's rested quite a long time. He's continued to hit, continued to throw. And we figured he's been cleared, and we're going to give him a go. And he may bat once, and we have to take him out. But we thought the way he had hit, when he had been forced out of the lineup, he was our top hitter in the league. So we're hoping that he can give us a little boost of energy and a little charge. And then we'll go ahead and DH Rivera and play LeMaster at first base like we typically do when Clark or LeMaster is not pitching, and hope that maybe he can give us a boost. Also, LeMaster's a tough hitter to read because he can look not very good, and then he'll get against some really good pitchers and just go up there and slap hits around. He looked as good against Doan's number one as anybody we had. And so we're hoping maybe one of those two guys can give us a little spark in addition to the guys that we're moving guys up a spot in the order. Nealon's going to, and Clark and Hobbs are all going to move up a spot in the order. So hopefully a little different look, a little different chemistry might produce some runs.
Okay, we'll come back and chat more about today's ball game with Rogers State as our pregame show continues after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Back with Hastings College baseball coach Jim Bovey. The Broncos playing the elimination ball game today in Lubbock, Texas, of the NAIA National Tournament against Rogers State. Coach, like you said, a tough opponent here today. This is the team that's ranked number 15 in the country coming into this tournament.
They sure are, and I believe they own more wins against top 10 teams than anybody in the country. Now, they've had more chances to play top 10 teams just because of the strength of their league. But I think they're a little shell-shocked from yesterday. They were, you know, when we got back to the park yesterday, they were in, had 4-2. Pitcher seemed to be in reasonably good control of the game, and they got end up getting beat 8-5. So it's going to be interesting to see how they react, too, if they come back convinced that they can make the long road back, or if all of a sudden their bubble has burst. For our sake, I hope their bubble has burst, but you just don't know, and you can't count on what you're going to see from the other side. You got to worry about what's on your side, and we got to hope our guys are here thinking, well, we're going to get this one, we're going to get the next one, and we're going to stay around for a while.
Rogers State, is this a similar team as a Kansas Wesleyan? Looks like a big athletic bunch. They got some good numbers as far as the batting average is concerned, some great pitchers, and they steal bases.
Well, they steal bases. I think they're going to have a little more power than Kansas Wesleyan. I think they're going to be fundamentally a little more sound. I don't think Kansas Wesleyan showed those weaknesses against us, largely because we didn't force them to, but last night they did show some of those weaknesses against Lubbock. And I don't think you're going to see that from Rogers State. You know, they're going to have more power. I think they're going to fundamentally be better. They're going to run just like Kansas Wesleyan did. I think they're going to make you pay for your mistakes just as much or more than Kansas Wesleyan. So it's a tough task. Now, we've played teams from that league, as we've said, leading up to this week, a lot of times in March. And there's games that we've gone toe-to-toe with them, and there's games where we've really struggled. And, you know, we've got a reasonably rested pitching staff with the exception of A.J., and we got to hope this is one of these days that we can go toe-to-toe with them. We get a couple breaks. We make a couple breaks. And like I said, when we get into the seventh or eighth inning, we got a chance to win it.
Obviously, grabbing the lead early and maybe playing with the lead throughout the ball game, it'll be a benefit for us, huh?
Well, yeah. And, you know, once we got down 3-1, and then, of course, they expanded it right away, it took away any chance to bunt, any chance to hit and run. You know, and the things that we do in our league that people don't like playing us for. You know, people know in our league if we get a lead on them, we're going to try to tack on a run or two here or there. And we didn't get ourselves in that position yesterday. And of course, we'd like to get that today. And, you know, even more so with the wind blowing in, I think a lead's going to be important because if the wind stays the way it is, the 3-run homer, the 2-run homer are not going to be as likely.
Kirby Wells will start for us today on the mound. He was the guy he's probably been the most consistent down the stretch for us, picked up a win in the opener of the GPAC tournament last week.
He's been consistent for us in a couple ways. One, he's been consistent health-wise in terms of he hasn't missed any starts. And, you know, just about everybody else has had to miss a start at some point or had a little ailment where they've had to come out of a start earlier than we would like. You know, he's been pretty consistent. He usually has about one inning where it kind of gets a little rocky and you know, we've either gotten him out in the fifth or sixth of that inning, or we've wiggled out of it defensively. But, you know, you go back, his start against Concordia was solid. Now, Concordia's not the team that Rogers State is, but it was a solid start. A time before that, Concordia, when we needed a big start, he did fine. So, and then he's pitched against Oklahoma Baptist a couple times in his career, against Oklahoma Christian. So he knows what it's like to face a team of this caliber. He knows he's going to have to throw three pitches for strikes and that he's going to have to keep the ball down. Now it's just a matter of if he can go out and do that.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Jim Bowie, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Sonic Live's play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Rogers State today on 1230 KHAS.
In the Dugout has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning of Hastings. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on 1230 KHAS Radio.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally renowned academics. Ranked among the top liberal arts colleges in the nation by U.S. News & World Report, America's Best Colleges. listed by Kaplan Newsweek as one of America's 369 most interesting schools. Named a best value college and best college in the Midwest by the Princeton Review. Be, belong, become. Find out more at hastings.edu or call 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
You know you need new tires before hitting the road for your family's next vacation. Get great tires and get $50 in gas from CPI Mr. Tire. Just buy four qualifying Mastercraft tires at CPI Mr. Tire and you'll earn $50 for your next fill-up. Ask CPI Mr. Tire for all the details. Master the road with Mastercraft tires at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
Bouncing ball back up through the middle. That's going to be a base hit in the center field. Retrieved there by Goodrich around the bag at third, and coming home on the play is going to be Nealon, and Hastings goes out on top by a score of 6-0.
NAI National Tournament Baseball is on the air as Hastings College makes their first appearance trying to take the crown.
1-2 the count here at the plate as Land will throw another one to the plate. Here it comes. Swung out and missed, and the Broncos win the ball game here this afternoon. 5-4.
Today's game is brought to you in part by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings Tribune, Whit Plumbing, Five Points Bank of Hastings, Hastings College, Big G Ace, and Jacoby's Carpet One, Floor and Home. We're live in Lubbock, Texas. Now, let's turn things over to the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director, Mike Will.
Good morning. Welcome back to Hayes Field. We're in Lubbock, Texas today for the NAIA National Baseball Tournament here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College playing in the elimination ball game here today against Rogers State out of Oklahoma. I'm Mike Willer. Call the play-by-play for you today. Hastings College coming in, a record of 28 wins and 23 losses on the season. The Broncos taken apart by Kansas Wesleyan yesterday in the opening round of this tournament by the score of 11-1. The game was called after seven innings by the 10-run rule. But Hastings College will come back with Kirby Wells on the mound today to try to fight for survival here today in the national tournament. Nationally backed here in the elimination ball game. You lose here and your season is over. You win here. You move on to another elimination ball game at 6 o'clock tonight. They'll face a team in Rogers State. Rogers State is a team that's coming in ranked number 15 in the country, and they are the number 2 seed here in the national tournament. They lost a heartbreaker last night to Northwood of Texas by the score of 8-5. Rogers State, the Hellcats, come in with a mark of 45 wins and 14 losses on the season. So it's Hastings and Rogers State here in the elimination ball game of the NAIA National Tournament in Lubbock, Kansas. We'll come back in Lubbock, Texas. We'll come back and check the starting lineups right after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and addition, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 402-463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of the Hastings and area athletes and teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers. It's not too early to get your pass for all of next year's action at Hastings College. Join Crimson Connection today. From football to softball, theater productions to music events, a Crimson Connection membership is the ticket for you and your family to everything happening at Hastings College. It's the most fun in the area as well as the best deal. Only $55 gets your entire family into all of next year's great Hastings College athletic and cultural events. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Call 402-461-7327 or find us on the web at hastings.edu/crimson to join now.
1230 KHAS.
The NAIA National Baseball Tournament here today in Lubbock, Kansas. Hastings College playing their second ball game here. This national tournament playing in the elimination ball game today against Rogers State. Again, the Broncos have a record of 28 wins, 23 losses on the season. Starting lineup today for Hastings College, Daniel Nealon will lead off for Hastings. He'll be at second base. Nealon with a batting average of .304 in the season. A.J. Clark, who took the loss yesterday, went 4 1/3 innings yesterday on the mound. He'll play at third base today for the Broncos. He'll bat second with a batting average of .282. Jeff Hobbs will be the catcher today. He'll bat third, his average at .327. John Rivera is going to be the designated hitter today. Rivera batting fourth, and his average is now at .270. Mack Land will be out in right field. He'll bat fifth with an average of .293. Mike Tomlin going to see his first playing time in quite some time for Hastings. He's been out with a hamstring injury. He's going to see how long he can go today. We'll get Tomlin's bat back in the order here. In the number six position, his average on the season is at .299. He'll play out in center field today. John LeMaster is going to be in the lineup today for Hastings. He'll be at first base batting in the number seven position. His average is at .259. Sonny Huey will be at shortstop for Hastings. Huey will bat in the number eight slot with a batting average of .263. And then Zach Nelson will be out in left field for Hastings. He'll be in the number nine position. His average is at .215. The Broncos as a team now batting .271. On the mound for the Broncos here today will be Kirby Wells. Wells is 5-3 on the season. His record at 3.48. The last outing for Kirby was in the opener of the GPAC tournament last week when he beat Concordia by the score of 8-1. He went to all seven innings, gave up four hits and one run. He struck out six and walked three. So the season riding on the shoulders of Kirby Wells here this morning in the elimination ball game, as he'll be on the mound for the Broncos here today. So Nealon, Clark, and Hobbs, Rivera, Land, and Tomlin, LeMaster, Huey, and Nelson in the starting lineup today for Hastings College. We'll come back and check the starters for Rogers State as we continue right after this.
Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home in Hastings and Kearney invites you into our showrooms for National Karastan Month. Ready for some color after a long winter? Yearning for a carpet that is soft yet durable? Our Karastan Month sale is now in progress, and you can earn up to $1,000 cash back. There's never been a better time to invest in Karastan quality and style. Berbers, shags, and eco-friendly fibers, traditional florals to exciting prints. You'll find it all during National Karastan Month at Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home, Hastings and Kearney.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, growing, and now almost 10 years old. A decade ago, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 40 employees, and have grown to become the largest community bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, attractive rate, new banking technology, and supporting many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to our second decade. Member FDIC.
Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists are committed to keeping their focus on you in everything they do. You can count on them to give you personal attention from your initial exam all the way through your follow-up care. They offer fair and total treatment you can afford. Hastings Orthopedics promises to thoroughly explore your options and help you understand all the possible solutions. Dr. Shingren, Bolin, and Noacek work together to ensure continuity and quality in your care. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hastings Orthopedics, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Hayes Field. We're in Lubbock, Texas today for NAIA National Tournament baseball action. Rogers State out of Oklahoma coming in here from Claremore, Oklahoma, ranked number 15 in the country, the number two seed here in the national tournament. This is a team that is involved in the Sooner Athletic Conference down here. Jim Bovey calls it the toughest league in the nation. They were the tournament champions out of the Sooner Athletic Conference. They finished fourth in the regular season, but they have a nice record of 45-14 so far this year. They beat Oklahoma Baptist in the championship ball game at the Sooner Athletic Conference tournament, beat them by the score of 12-7. They lost to Oklahoma Christian during that tournament 19-6, and they led off with a win over Oklahoma City. And I know Oklahoma City, one of the powers down here, they beat them by the score of 12-8. So this will be a tough task for Hastings College here this morning in this elimination ball game of the national tournament. The starting lineup for the Hellcats, it'll be Brant Barnes leading off. He'll be the center fielder. He'll have a batting average of .409 to start the day today. Cade McEwen, the third baseman, will bat second. He's at .244. Colton West, the first baseman, will bat third. He's at .356. Randy Ramirez will be the shortstop. His batting average is at .388. Cody Campbell, the designated hitter, will bat fifth. His average is at .342. Colton Campbell will be the left fielder. His average is at .343. Joe Manbaugh will be the catcher today. He'll bat at the number seven position with an average of .279. Billy Blaylock will be the right fielder. He'll bat eighth, batting average at .296. And Jarl Valdez will be your second baseman. His batting average is at .282. Jim Miner is going to be your pitcher today for the Hillcats, and Miner will bring a record to the mound today for Rogers State of 5 wins and 3 losses. His ERA is sitting at 3.90. So Rogers State out of Oklahoma will go with Barnes, McEwen, and West, Ramirez, Campbell, and Campbell, Manbaugh, Blaylock, and also Valdez in the starting lineup here this morning. Today in Lubbock, a lot cooler than it was yesterday, 59 degrees at game time today. and a lot windier, too. Winds out of the north-northeast at 25 miles per hour. They'll be blowing in on the hitters here this morning at Hayes Field in Lubbock. So that might be in favor of Hastings. So we're ready to go. Kirby Wells will be on the mound here for Hastings. The Broncos is going to be the home. And the first pitch is going to be down low and outside to Brant Barnes. The ball game underway. Hastings College dressed in their white uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. The Rogers State Hillcats are dressed in their gray baseball pants and their navy blue tops, trimmed and lettered in some red and some white on their tops there. Next pitch is going to be down low from Kirby, and it's two balls and one strike. Brant Barnes leading things off here for the Hillcats out of Rogers State as the wind continues to blow in on us here at Hayes Field. And Kirby goes right to work. The next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and it's now two balls and one strike on Barnes. Actually, three balls and one strike on Barnes. The team that we played yesterday, Kansas Wesley, and they lost yesterday to Lubbock Christian in the winner's bracket ball game. Lost to them last night by a score of 13-2. So Lubbock Christian moves on to play Northwood out of Texas. Northwood knocking off Rogers State yesterday 8-5. Winner of this ball game moves on to another elimination ball game at 6 o'clock tonight. And waiting there is Kansas Wesley, the team that we saw yesterday. And the next pitch is going to be down low. So right off the bat, Rogers State has got a base runner, a baseline balls to the first man that Kirby faces here in this elimination ball game. Barnes heads down to first base, and Cade McEwen comes up there next. So Lubbock Christian will play Northwood of Texas at 2:30 this afternoon. The winner of this ball game will play Kansas Wesleyan tonight at 6 in another elimination ball game. Tomorrow's contest is scheduled for 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so it's going to be a long road back for Hastings College. You got to take things just one game at a time here, and that one game is right here against Rogers State, a very good baseball team we'll see here today. Rogers State, the Hillcats already with a runner on over there at first base as Barnes works out a walk here in the top half of the first inning. This is Cade McEwen coming to the plate next. McEwen is a right-handed hitter, and the pitch comes outside for a ball. 1-0 the count on Cade. Hastings going to have all their pitching staff available in the ball game today if Kirby happens to struggle throughout this ball game, with the exception of A.J. Clark, who threw a 4 1/3 innings yesterday. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner, and it is now one ball and one strike. Demon Thomas is the home plate umpire today. Todd Waters is down at first base. Russell Hall is down at second base, and Christopher Sneed is over at third base, going with a four-man crew here in the NAIA National Tournament. There's a bunt laid down to first base side, rolling down the line, and it's going to go in foul territory. Jeff Hobbs over there, Kirby Wells over there, and just watches the ball slide over in the foul territory here on the turf at Hayes Field. So it's going to be a strike here on Cade McEwen, and the count is now at one ball and two strikes. We talked in the pregame show about the Rogers State, another team that likes to run. 128 stolen bases this year for Rogers State in 160 attempts. Barnes, the guy down there at first base, is their leading base dealer. He's swiped 38 bases out of 45 attempts. He will stay put here, and here's a swing and a miss. And McEwen goes down, so a walk by Kirby Wells and a strikeout here in the first inning of play. One man down, and coming up will be Colton West next. West has a batting average of .356 so far this season. He'll be at first base today for Rogers State. So Colton West will come to the plate here. He's got 73 base hits and 205 trips to the plate. He's a left-handed hitter working against the right-handed thrower and Kirby Wells as the first pitch comes up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Barnes is your base runner down there at first. Ball game just underway here in Lubbock. Hastings College in the elimination ball game of the NAIA National Tournament. Next pitch is going to be down low inside. Now two balls and no strikes to Colton West. West has got 16 doubles so far this year. It leads the team. He's got one triple, five home runs. He's driven home 48. He has struck out 32 times, which also leads the team. He has walked 27 times. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner. Now the count is sitting at two balls and one strike. A.J. Clark over there at third base. Sonny Huey is at shortstop. Daniel Nealon is second base. John LeMaster is at first. Jeff Holmes behind the plate. Kirby Wells on the mound. There's a swing and a miss at the plate. There's a steal, and the throw goes by the second baseman in the center field. On his way to third base is going to be Barnes, and he's in there safely. Jeff Holmes, he threw out a man yesterday attempting the steal in a ball game against Kansas Wesleyan. That throw was to the third base side of second down there. It got away from both Huey and Daniel Nealon in the center field, And bam, just like that, Barnes moves his way around the third base on the play. So an error chalked up there on Hastings College. A throwing error on Jeff Hobbs, the catcher. And now the count at the plate is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So the man at third base for Rogers State. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be hit straight in the air out toward right field. Mack Lamb calls for it. He makes the catch. The runner is going to tag. Here comes the throw, and it's right on the money. Head first slide at the plate. They have got him at home. Mack Lamb throws a perfect strike to a Jeff Hobbs, and it nails Brent Barnes trying to score. So Hastings gets out of the inning. Colton West flies out to right field, and a great throw by Mack Lamb out in right field. Nails the runner here at their plate, attempting to score. Barnes with a head first slide. Hobbs applies the tag, hangs onto the ball, and the inning is over for Rogers State. They scored no runs on no hits. One error on Hastings, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the half of the first inning with a score. Rogers State, nothing. Hastings coming to bat.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will at Hayes Field. We're in Lubbock, Texas here today for the NAIA National Baseball Tournament. Hastings College and Rogers State out of Oklahoma battling here in the elimination ball game. Jim Miner is going to be the pitcher for Rogers State today. He's got an ERA of 5.34, his overall record of 2 wins, no losses on the season. He has thrown 32 innings for the Hillcats this year, giving up 30 hits and 22 runs. 19 of those have been earned. 21 base on balls and 24 strikeouts. Teams are batting 254 against him. He'll be a left-handed thrower here. And Hastings has had some problems with the lefties. We'll see what they can do right here in this ball game against the Rogers State. It's a do-or-die situation today for the Broncos. Daniel Nealon will lead things off. A.J. Clark will follow him, and then Jeff Hobbs, the catcher. John Rivera would be next if Hastings can get something going here in this first inning of play. Broncos got off to a fairly decent start yesterday in the ballgame against Kansas Wesleyan. We had some base runners in the first 3 innings, but could not get that timely hit to get them home. Stranded 5 in the first 3 innings. Trailed going into the 5th inning, and that's when the floodgates opened up for Hastings College. As Kansas Wesleyan went on to post an 11-1 win over Hastings College in the first ballgame here at the national tournament. Daniel Nealon up there for Hastings. The count to him is at 2 balls and 1 strike, 2-1. As Daniel Nealon will lead things off for Hastings today. His batting average at 304 on the season. Here comes the next pitch by Miner. It's going to be down low for a ball. Hastings has juggled the lineup here a little bit. Daniel Nealon now in the leadoff position. He was 1-for-3 yesterday. Had a base on balls and no strikeouts in that ball game against Kansas Wesleyan. Nealon batting from the right-hand side. Miner's next pitch is going to be fouled away on the first base side. Out of play. We got a bunch of youngsters maybe taking a field trip to the ballpark here today. So if you hear them in the background, we've got a bunch of youth sitting to our right here as they watch the baseball game this afternoon here in Lubbock. Here comes the next pitch to Nealon, hit back up to the middle, and that's going to be a base hit. Picked up out there by Brant Barnes, the center fielder. So Hastings, who only had 7 base hits yesterday in the entire ball game, comes up with a base hit to lead things off here. As Daniel Nealon gets a single to center field. And now A.J. Clark will come to the plate next. Clark is the third baseman for Hastings. He was the pitcher yesterday for the Broncos. His batting average is sitting at .282 on the season. So A.J. Clark comes to the plate now for Hastings with a man on at first base. That's it, Daniel Nealon. Hastings stealing bases this year, 38 out of 46. And the first pitch here to Clark is going to be in there for a strike. A.J. yesterday in the ball game was 0 for 3. Had one RBI, struck out once. As A.J. is at the plate right now for Hastings College. In a right-hand batter's box with the left-hander throwing there for Rogers State. There's a throw over the first base, and Nealon is back in there. Clark is a switch hitter for Hastings. That's from both sides of the plate. Batting from the right side right here with the left-hander and Jim Miner out there for Rogers State. No score. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. Hastings and the Hellcats of Rogers State out of Claremore, Oklahoma in this elimination ball game. Clark squares around the bunt, takes a pitch outside for a ball, and it is now one ball and one strike. Jeff Hobbs will follow him, then John Rivera. Hastings batting here in the bottom half of the first inning. A.J. Clark up there for Hastings College. Clark has got 44 base hits and 156 trips to the plate so far this year. Tries to lay down a bunt. He does so. Fielded there. And now running over is the first baseman. He's going to tag out A.J. Clark over there at the first base. So three unassisted officially. Sacrifice works as Daniel Nealon moves over to second base into play. And now Jeff Hobbs comes up there next. The wind blowing in here at Hayes Field today at 25 miles per hour, which is definitely in favor of Hastings. The Broncos want to play this small ball here. They'll work base runners into scoring position and trying to get that timely hit. Hoping for a low-scoring outing here today against Rogers State and maybe have a chance to win the thing down the stretch here. Jeff Hobbs coming to the plate here for Hastings. There's a curveball that's going to be in there for a strike. And it's nothing and one to Jeff Hobbs. Rivera will follow him. Hastings College batting here in the bottom half of the first inning. They got a runner out at second base. Hobbs waiting on the pitch here from Jim Miner. And here comes that pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for another strike in the outside corner. Nothing and two now to Jeff Hobbs of Hastings. Hobbs is the leading hitter for the Broncos. He's got 56 base hits and 171 trips to the plate. Four home runs, 37 knocked home. 21 base on balls and 23 strikeouts for Hobbs as he has got the club in hand, waiting for the next pitch. It's swung on, hit toward third, fielded there by McEwen. Across the diamond it goes. It's going to be in time, and the runner stays at second base. So Hobbs is thrown out on the play from third to first, and John Rivera comes up there next for Hastings. The runner, Daniel Nealon, stays at second base.
Hitter number 17, John Rivera.
Again, this is all artificial surface here in the infield, natural grass out in the outfield. Ball scoot right along here. That one fielded nicely there by Cade McEwen at third base over to Colton West to record the out on Jeff Hobbs, and now John Rivera comes up there next. As Miner will work from the stretch, and here comes the pitch to the plate. It's a fastball that's in there on the outside corner for a strike. Nothing and one to John Rivera. Now playing in a field today at first base, John LeMaster has his spot at first, so Rivera stays in the lineup as a DH today. He was 0 for 3 yesterday in a ball game against Kansas Wesleyan and struck out once. So Rivera with a batting average of 270. Waiting on the pitch here from Jim Miner with Joe Manbod behind the plate here for the Hillcats. Miner looks at second base, offers one to the plate. That's ball tapped to the shortstop. Ramirez on the hop, goes over to first base. That's in time, and the inning is over. So Hastings gets a leadoff single there from Daniel Nealon, but unable to get anything across the plate here. And the Broncos go down with no runs. On one base hit, no errors, one left. We played one here in Lubbock with a score. Hastings nothing and Rogers State nothing.
Friends, let's stop spending our weekends driving back and forth from some home improvement warehouse. Let's make one trip to Ace, get help quickly from people who know their stuff, and do it all before our second cup of coffee. Get your weekend back.
Ace can help you quickly turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
Big G Ace, 3203 Osborne Drive West, Hastings. Big G Ace is open from 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 Sundays.
Ace, the helpful place.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
Our Bronco baseball coverage this week brought to you in part by Hastings College, also by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialist, by the Real Estate Group of Hastings, and by Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning. We're in Hayes Field. We're in Lubbock, Texas here today for day number two of the NAIA National Tournament. Hastings playing Rogers State out of Claremore, Oklahoma here today.
Shortstop number 14.
So the Hillcats coming to the plate now here in the second. They had a man around the third base. And then Brant Barnes was attempting to score there in the first inning. He was nailed at the plate after a fly ball to right field and Mack Land. Land chopped him down here at the plate with a nice throw to Jeff Hobbs to get out of the inning. So we're still scoreless as Rogers State, the 15th ranked team in the country, comes to the plate here in inning number two. This is Randy Ramirez. He hits that ball down the right field line. It's going to be in foul territory. Giving chase was Land, but that one is hard hit to the right field corner, and Land could not get there. Randy Ramirez has a batting average of .388 on the season. He's the second leading hitter here for the Hillcats. He's got 66 base hits and 170 trips to the plate. 13 doubles, 2 triples, 8 home runs, 49 knocked home for the Hillcats. And the count to him is at 1-2 here in this second inning of play. Ramirez has struck out 29 times. He has walked 41 times. Kirby Wells on the mound for Hastings. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low. Just misses outside. 2-2 now to Randy Ramirez. The Campbell brothers up next. Cody and then Colton for Rogers State. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. And it's now 3-2. Kirby Wells had a walk. Kirby Wells had a strikeout in inning number one for Hastings College. The pitcher, he's in his full delivery right now. There's a ball swung on. It's hit toward third in foul territory. So the count remains at 3-2. Rogers State, a team that's made up of mostly junior college transfers. In fact, they've got just three or four guys that are actually high school kids. Their prior school listed on the roster. There's a ground ball towards short. Sonny Healy has got it there. Long throw to first base. That's going to be in time. And Randy Ramirez is retired in the play from short to first. So Cody Campbell comes up there next. Campbell this season is at .342. He is the designated hitter for Rogers State. Cody Campbell has got 54 base hits and 158 trips to the plate. He scored 28 runs. He's got 12 doubles, leads the team in triples with 3. He's also got a team-high 13 home runs this season. He has walked 14 times and has struck out 32 times. He comes to the plate now with one man out here in inning number two. No score between Hastings and Rogers State here today in Lubbock. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. And it's now 1-1 here to Cody Campbell. Colton Campbell will follow him. Back land. Home plate umpire looking toward right field. Mack Land gets into position out there. And now Kirby's ready to go. Here comes the next pitch. He took something off of that one. It's popped up. Right field side. A lot of room over here. Land giving chase, and he can't get there as it's out of play here on the first base side. So it's a long strike, and the count goes to 1-2 now to Cody Campbell. The designated hitter for Rogers State. This is a team that came in here as the number two seeded team. They were beaten yesterday in the opening round by Northwood of Texas by a score of 8-5. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low. Scooped off with the turf there by the catcher, Jeff Hobbs. And the count now is at 2-2. Lubbock Christian opening up with a big win last night. Get to the scores for the rest of the tournament here. As time permits, here comes the next pitch by Wells. It's going to be swung on and fouled away. 3-2. And Hastings losing yesterday 11-1. Lubbock Christian beating Kansas Wesleyan 3-2 yesterday. So Kansas Wesleyan, the team that beat us in the opening game, is waiting now in the next round. It'll be at 6 o'clock tonight. They'll play the winner of this ball game in another elimination contest. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away. So Kirby Wells, the Grand Island product, is trying to find a combination that's going to work out there. Tell you what, the kids are fired up. First base side, there's a bunch of them over there taking in the ball game here today. You hear them on just about every pitch and just about every play, making some noise here at Hayes Field. Two balls and two strikes. One man out for Rogers State here in the second. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. And it is now three balls and two strikes. Tepid 59 degrees so far here in Lubbock with winds blowing in on us today out of the northeast at 25 miles per hour. Timeout was called there by Campbell, so the count remains at two balls and two strikes. The last pitch didn't count, thrown there by Kirby Wells. Here comes the next one. It's going to be fouled away again on the first base side. So the count remains at two and two, and Kirby gets a new baseball here. Out in the outfield today for Hastings, a little bit different makeup than we've been accustomed to the past couple of weeks. It should be three balls and two strikes. All right, make the correction on the scoreboard. Three balls and two strikes. Zach Nelson is out in left field. Mike Tomlin returns to the lineup. He is out in center. Mac Land is in right field for Hastings today. Here comes the 3-2 pitch from Kirby Wells. Bouncing ball to Huey at shortstop. Picks it up on the hop. Gets it to first base, and it's going to be close down there. They have got him. So Sonny Huey makes a couple of plays in the ball here at shortstop. A high chopper there. And Cody Campbell just retired down there at the bag at first by half a step. Good speed there. But Sonny gets the ball over to first baseman John LeMaster to record the outs. Now Colton Campbell comes up there next. Colton Campbell is the left fielder. He's got a batting average of .343 on the season. He's got 35 base hits and 102 trips to the plate. He's scored 27 runs. He's got three home runs and 22 RBIs. He will take a strike here. Nothing and one to Colton Campbell. Rogers State batting here in the bottom half of the second inning, or top half of the second. Hastings, the home team here today. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's now 1-1. Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. From the NAIA National Tournament down here in Lubbock, Texas. Next pitch is swung on, fouled away again on the first base side, out of play, and it's now one ball and two strikes. Colton Campbell, he has struck out 9 times so far this year. He has walked 12. 3 homers, 22 driven home here for the Hillcats from Claremore, Oklahoma. Kirby Wells on the mound today for Hastings, trying to save the day. Wind up and the pitch is going to be fouled away. And the count remains in one ball and two strikes. The Bronco last year would end their season and be back on our way home. If they win here, they'll play another ball game coming up at 6 o'clock tonight and another elimination ball game here in the national tournament. Next pitch is swung on. Hit right back to Kirby on the mound. Runs it toward first. Underhands it to a Jim LeMaster down there at the bag, and the inning is over. So 3-up, 3-down here for Rogers State here at inning number 2. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the second with a score. Rogers State nothing. Hastings nothing.
Relax. It's Ream. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Ream air conditioners. Every Ream Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Ream. Get your Ream products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. Click on HD Media and Photos to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings College batting here in the bottom half of the second inning. Mac Land strolls to the plate. Here's a pitch by Miner that's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Mac Land. He's your right fielder today for Hastings. He's already had one great throw defensively, nailing a runner here at the plate. So the score is still 0-0. There's a ball that's going to be hit back up to the middle of base hit. Diving attempt there by Randy Ramirez at shortstop. He couldn't get to it. back lands singles to center field. That is the second base hit for Hastings. So he had seven hits yesterday. We've got two so far today in two innings. Now Mike Tomlin comes up there. Tomlin has not played for a while for Hastings College. He was the original starting center fielder for the Broncos, went out with a hamstring injury. And now Tomlin is going to give it a go here today in what could be the final game of the season here for the Broncos if they cannot come up with a win here today. So Tomlin will step in from the left side. He's going to attempt a bunt here and will take a pitch inside for a ball. 1-0 the count to Mike Tomlin. He's got a season batting average of .299 so far this year. He leads the team in triples. He's got four of them. No home runs, 8 RBIs so far this year. And a limited role for the Broncos. Squares around the bunt again. Again, takes a pitch down low. And he's ahead on the count of 2 balls and no strikes. 16 strikeouts, 16 walks so far this year for Mike Tomlin. The count is sitting at 2 balls and no strikes. Hastings batting here in the bottom of the second with a man on at first base. That is Mack Lamb. He's got 7 stolen bases this year. Next pitch is a fastball that's in there for a strike. 2-1 the count down to Tomlin. Lamb with 7 stolen bases. He's taking his lead down there at first base, and Colton West will guard him over there at the bag defensively for Roger State. Jim Miner, the left-handed pitcher, throwing here for the Hillcats. And here comes a pitch to the plate, a bunt laid down. A nice one fielded there by McEwen. He goes to first base, though. That's going to be in time. And Mike Tomlin is retired in the play from third to first. But the sacrifice works, and for the second straight inning, Hastings College has moved their man around to second base with one man out. And now John McMaster comes up there next. So Tomlin gets the job done. He lays down a sacrifice bunt. Hastings for the second straight inning with a man in a scoring position. And John McMaster, who's got a .259 batting average, comes to the plate next. McMaster playing at first base today for the Broncos. McMaster, he's got no home runs, 9 RBIs so far this year. Stands in there on the right-hand side. And there's a pitch that's on the outside corner for a strike. Nothing and one to John McMaster. 11 strikeouts, 2 walks so far this year for McMaster as he waits on the next pitch here from Jim Miner. Jim's got his sign, comes to his belt. Looks to the runner at second base. Long, hard look at second. Land is down there. Offers one to the plate. Swung on and missed. And McMaster falls behind at nothing and two. Sonny Huey would be next, and then Zach Nelson. This ball game scheduled for 9 again this afternoon. The elimination ball game of the national tournament here in Lubbock, Texas. 0-2 the count to John McMaster, the first baseman for Hastings. Miner again sets on the mound. Looks towards second. Valdez over there. Now goes back to his position at second. Pitch is going to be outside and down low. And the count now at 1-2. Man, Bob, the catcher, was out there in a hurry looking towards second base, but back in there was Lamb. No throw from the catcher. 1-2 to John McMaster here for Hastings with one man out here in the second. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be swung out and fouled away on the first base side. The count remains at 1-2. McMaster so far for his extra base hits this year has got 1 double. That is it. No triples, no home runs for those 9 RBIs. And now the second baseman, Jarl Valdez, will go and have a couple of words with Jim Miner. Hastings with a base hit in the first inning, unable to score. Base hit so far here in the second inning. And now Manbod, the catcher, goes out and has a couple of words with the pitcher, Jim Miner. Wind blowing in today here in Lubbock, here at Hayes Field. Rogers stated team that has got a lot of power, but it's going to be kind of negated here. It would take a big-time base hit to get out of this ballpark today. 380 down the lines, actually 340 down the lines, and 380 in the power alleys, and 400 to straightaway center field here at Hayes Field. Here comes the next pitch to the plate, swung on, tapped toward third. It's going to be in foul territory. So a foul ball there, and John McMaster will have to come back to the batter's box. Sonny Huey swinging the bat in the on-deck circle here for Hastings College. Winner of this tournament qualifies for the NAIA College World Series out in Lewiston, Idaho. Going to have 9 different winners from these respective opening round tournaments in addition to the host team out in Lewiston to compete for the NAIA College World Series Championship out there. Hastings challenge in the loser's bracket here today, the elimination ball game. There's a bouncing ball towards second. Valdez has got it over the first base. It's going to be down low. The ball gets away from the first baseman, West, and it's going to produce a run here for Hastings. Mack Land is going to come around to score as the ball gets away and gets out of the park here on this near side, and they give John LeMaster second base on the play. So Jario Valdez from second base throws it over at Colton West. A low throw should have been routine there, and the ball got away from West. It goes into the dugout here for Rogers State, and Hastings has a run in here in the second inning of play on the air from Rogers State. So Hastings College, for the first time, will play with a lead here in this ball game, and now Sonny Huey will come to the plate next. Base runner is still at second base. That's LeMaster. As Sonny Huey will come to the plate, and the pitch is going to be down low for a ball. So what should have been a routine out over there at first base, Valdez throws it. It was down low. Colton West could not come up with it there, and then the ball goes trickling into the dugout here on the nearest sideline. And LeMaster is a one at second base. Mack Land scores on the play. And now Sonny Huey comes up there next and will take a strike in the outside corner. 1-1 the count here to Huey. He's got a batting average of .263 on the season for the Broncos. Hastings now with a lead for the first time here in this national tournament. 1-0 is the score over 15th-ranked Rogers State. Huey with a .263 batting average on the season. He's got 35 base hits and 133 trips to the plate. LeMaster taking his lead down there at second. Miner is going to throw one to the plate. That's going to be swung on. The ball comes out in front of the plate, and hopping out in a hurry is the catcher, Manbot. So the runner stays at second. And Huey's got a count of 1-2 here at the plate. Zach Nelson would be next. Huey in the ball game yesterday against Kansas Wesleyan, 1-3. That was an 11-1 loss for the Broncos in the opening round of this tournament. Huey's going to wait on the pitch here, 1-2. Miner continues to work from the stretch. There's one man out for Hastings College here in the bottom half of the second. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. And it is now 2-2. So Sonny Huey, product from Fallbrook, California, steps back in there for Hastings College as John LeMaster will take his lead down there at second base. Valdez, the second baseman, is right near the bag at second. To hold him off, there's a big gap between the first baseman Colton West and Valdez. Now Valdez hops back into his usual position. There's a ball hit down the right field side. It's going to be in foul territory. So the guy remains at 2-2. LeMaster goes back to second. Valdez will hang around the bag again for Rogers State over there defensively. And then at the last second, he goes back into his usual position there for his second baseman. Miner is going to look in for the sign. Valdez, again, hanging around the bag at second. He pops back into his spot right there, and here comes the pitch. Nope. Now we're going to have a balk called. A balk is going to be called as Jim Miner wheels toward second base, and now a balk is going to be called as LeMaster heads down to third on the play. So Hastings College has got the lead, one man out here in the second, and the Broncos now have another run just 90 feet away. So Sonny Huey now here at the plate is a count of 2-2, a chance to drive home the second run of the ball game. Huey has got 16 RBIs so far this year. Ball hit back up through the middle. That's going to be a base hit. In the center field, drives home another run, and Hastings goes out on top on a score of 2-0. John LeMaster comes in from third base to score. So it's now a 2-0 ball game in favor of the Broncos. And Zach Nelson comes up there next.
Left fielder number 11, Zach Nelson.
Nelson is the left fielder. He's batting in the number 9 position here this afternoon. Nelson with a .215 batting average for the season. He's got 20 base hits and 93 trips to the plate. He'll bat from the left-hand side. Lays down a bunt. McEwen at third charges. Gets it over the first base. That's going to be in time. So again, the sacrifice works. Moves along the base runner to second base in the form of Sonny Huey. Nelson is retired in the play from third to first. The Broncos have scored 2 runs here in the second inning. Hastings has got the lead, 2-0. Broncos second with 2 runs and a couple of base hits. Now Daniel Nealon, at top of the order, comes back up there for Hastings here in the second. Nealon led off the Hastings half of the first with a base hit. So Daniel Nealon up there for the second time today. 45 for 148 from the plate so far this season with a batting average of 304. Runner is on at second base. Here comes the breaking pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a called strike. Nothing at one to Daniel Nealon. Our Hastings College baseball coverage today brought to you by the Hastings Vision Clinic, by CPI Mr. Tire, and by the Auto Glass Experts of Hastings. 0-1 is the count here to Daniel Nealon in the second inning. As a pitch will come to the plate, it's going to be Beatus by the score of 11-1. Here's Jim Miner. He sets on the mound. And now we'll offer one to the plate again. It's going to be outside. The ball gets away from the catcher momentarily. And about halfway to third was Sonny Huey, and he puts on the brakes and goes back to second. As a man, Bond, the catcher, pounces on that ball like a cat right side of the plate here. And Sonny Huey goes back to the bag at second. So two balls and one strike now to Daniel Nealon. Nealon waits here in the right-hand batter's box. Miner again throws one to the plate. That ball is going to be hit in foul territory. Giving chase will be Blaylock, but he can't get there. The right fielder. It goes out of play. And the count is now at two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 the count here to Daniel Nealon. Again, Huey is your base runner down there at the second base for the Broncos. A.J. Clark would be next. Jim Bovey shuffling the batting order a little bit here today, trying to get an offensive spark. Hastings had only seven base hits in their ball game yesterday against Kansas Wesleyan. There's a chopper back here in foul territory behind the plate. Just fouled away there by Daniel Nealon in the count of two balls and two strikes. Bright sunshiny day today in Lubbock. A little bit cooler than yesterday, 59 degrees at game time. With the winds blowing in on the hitter today at 25 miles an hour. Jim Miner again sets on the mound as he comes to the belt. Going to offer another one to the plate. That pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Again, the catcher Manbon has got to go out to a pounce on that one. And now the count is full at three balls and two strikes here to Daniel Nealon, the second baseman for Hastings. Nealon so far this year has struck out a team-high 28 times. He has walked 18 times. So Nealon now waiting on a 3-2 pitch here from Miner of Rogers State. And here comes that pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball, and Daniel Nealon works out a 3-2 walk here. He heads down to the bag at first. That's going to be the first walk of the ball game given up by Jim Miner.
Number 23, A.J. Clark.
And now A.J. Clark comes to the plate next. Hastings has got base runners on at first and second. Clark laid down his sacrifice his first time up there in inning number one. Your Rogers State really got to be concerned about the mental aspect of this elimination ball game. Yeah, it's going to keep their season alive, but hey, they came in as the number two seed, and they were beaten yesterday by the number three seed in Northwood of Texas. Hastings College has jumped on him early by the score of 2-0. The first pitch here to A.J. Clark is going to be down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. So the game is unfolding exactly like head coach Jim Bovey talked about in the pregame show, grabbing an early lead, trying to play the small ball. We're getting the sacrifice bunts laid down, getting guys into scoring position. There's a ball hit towards second base. Valdez grabs it. He goes over to first, right on the money this time with his throw. He had one earlier in the inning that got away from the first baseman into the dugout to produce the first run. That one is right into the mitt of Colton West over there at first base, so the inning is over. A.J. Clark is retired in the play. So Hastings College comes up with two runs in the second inning of play. Two runs on a couple of base hits, one error, and two men left on base. After two innings here in Lubbock, Texas, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 2, Rogers State nothing.
Hastings College, a place where you can learn,
investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
You know you need new tires before hitting the road for your family's next vacation. Get great tires and get $50 in gas from CPI Mr. Tire. Just buy four qualifying Mastercraft tires at CPI Mr. Tire and you'll earn $50 for your next fill-up.
Ask CPI Mr. Tire for all the details. Master the road with Mastercraft Tires at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 402-463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of the Hastings and area athletes and teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
1230 KHAS.
Back here in Lubbock, Hastings College will lead 2-0 over Rogers State in the elimination ball game. Joe Manbod comes into play here for Rogers State. The lead off their half of the third, and the first pitch by Kirby Wells is going to be onside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Manbod followed by Billy Blaylock, or Baylock, and also Jario Valdez scheduled up here, the bottom third of the order for the Hillcats. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and it's now two balls and no strikes to Manbod. He's got a season batting average of .279 so far this season. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Three balls and no strikes. So Kirby walked a man, struck out a guy in the first inning of play. And Rogers State went down in order on three ground outs in inning number two. Now Joe Manbod is the first guy to come up here in the third inning for the Hillcats, and here comes the 3-0 pitch by Kirby Wells, and it's right down the pipe for a strike. Three balls and one strike now to Joe Manbaugh. .279 batting average for Manbaugh. He is the catcher here for Rogers State. He's got 19 base hits and 68 trips to the plate. Takes another strike here on the outside corner. And it is now three balls and two strikes. He has walked five times. He has struck out 15 times. For the Hillcats, as he waits on the 3-2 pitch here from Kirby. Took something off of that one, and it fouls it away. Back over the screen, out of play. The count remains at three balls and two strikes. You're listening to Bronco Baseball today from the NAIA National Tournament down here in Lubbock, Texas, on 1230 KHAS, and also online today at www.hastingslink.com. We're in the third inning. Hastings with a lead, 2-0. Next pitch is swung on. That's going to be fouled away again, and the count remains at three balls and two strikes. Rogers State so far with no base hits in the ball game. They had a walk back during that first inning. Mack Land then threw him out trying to score on a fly ball in that first. Here's a bouncing ball toward third. It's going to be in foul territory. AJ watches that one go by. And the count remains at three balls and two strikes. Our Bronco baseball coverage brought to you in part by Bill Hamburger Construction, by Jacoby's Carpet One Floor and Home, and by Big G Ace of Hastings. Three balls and two strikes here to Joe Manbaugh, the catcher for Rogers State. And here comes that 3-2 pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So he throws the club away, heads down to the bag at first. Manbaugh gets a board here.
Right fielder number 10, Billy Ballack.
And Billy Ballack will come to the plate next for Rogers State. Now we're going to have a courtesy runner down there at first base for the catcher. As coming to the plate will be Ballack, the right fielder. Ballack with a batting average of .296 so far this season. Rogers State, again, a team that likes to run 128 stolen bases and 160 attempts. So now it's going to be Kirby Wells going to work here on Ballack at the plate. First pitch is going to be in there for his strike. Nothing and one. Kirby now wicking from the stretch with a base runner down there at first base. There's a throw over there. And not in time. The guy they have listed down there is a guy that's not on the official roster that they supplied us here at the beginning of the tournament. So the courtesy runner is over there at first base for Rogers State as the next pitch comes in there for a strike. Nothing and two to Ballack, who's out there in the right field for Rogers. He stands in there from the right-hand side as Kirby Wells will look toward first base. Offers one to the plate way outside for a ball. Trying to make Ballack chase a pitch there. One ball and two strikes. Hastings with a lead here in this elimination ball game. The score is 2-0. We're batting in the top half of the third inning. Hastings, a home team here today. We were the visitors yesterday in the opening round game against Kansas Wesleyan. Here comes the next pitch by Wells. It's going to be swung on, hit towards short. Sonny Huey charges, goes over to first base. That's going to be in time. That moves the base runner along down there to second base. Bollock is retired in the play from short to first. So now Rogers State has got a man in the scoring position down there at second. And Jarl Valdez will come to the plate next. He is a second baseman. Valdez has a batting average so far this year of 252, or 282 is his average. One home run and 25 RBIs. He jumps in here from the left-hand side. He's a transfer from Becker College, 6 foot, 190 pound senior. Lynn, Massachusetts is his hometown. As he takes a pitch outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Man is on his second base. Here comes the next one from Wells. It's going to be right down the pipe there, 1-1. So Valdez, the number 9 hitter in the batting order, up to plate now for Rogers State. He's got 40 base hits and 142 trips to the plate. One home run, 25 RBIs. Wells, the right-hander, will throw another one to the plate. There's a hard hit ball, left center field. Going back and got some room out to the gravity. It's going to be Tomlin, and he's going to get the ball back to the infield. Looked like it was a harder hit ball than that. The wind had some bearing on that one as Valdez sends it out to left center field, but Mike Tomlin had plenty of space out there to grab it, so Valdez will fly out to center field officially. Now there's two men out. So if the wind was not blowing in here on the hitters today, that may have been some trouble to a left center field, but Mike Tomlin had some space out there and wind knocked it down a little bit. And he records the out, making the catch out there in center field. Now Brant Barnes comes to the plate next. That runner stays at second base as Tomlin gets the ball back to the infield quickly. So Manbaugh stays at the second base of the guy running for Manbaugh down there at the bag at second. As a pitch comes outside on Barnes. Here comes the next one from Kirby. That's going to be outside as well. Two balls and no strikes here to Brant Barnes. Cade McEwen would be next. So 2-0 the count here to Barnes. Rogers State batting here in the top half of the third. This one scheduled for 9 here today. Kirby Wells from the stretch. And here comes the pitch. It's going to be hit down the line at left. Giving chase. It's going to be Nelson. And Nelson cannot get there as the ball goes off of the fence over there and out of play. Count remains, or goes to 2-1. 2-1 the count to Barnes. This is their leading hitter. Got an average of 409. Leads the team in runs scored with 64. Leads the team in base hits this year with 83. The count is at 2-1 to him here with two men out in the third. Rogers State has got a man at second base. And here comes the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball. Now 3-1. Kirby has walked a couple of guys in the ball game so far today. He's got 2 walks and he's got 1 strikeout as he pitches here in the third inning for Hastings College. Wells, the Grand Island native, throwing here for the Broncos. 3-1. Next pitch is going to miss, and it just misses outside. So the third walk of the ball game given up there by Wells as Barnes heads down to first base on the play. Cade McEwen will come to the plate next. He is the third baseman. He struck out his first time up there. Batting average of 244 on the season. So McEwen comes to the plate next for Rogers State. He has walked a team-high 37 times so far this year, but he's also struck out a team-high 42 times. And he sends that one to a right field. Mack Land drifts over toward the line. Land cannot make the catch. Is it in fair territory? No, just foul. Wow, that was close out there as Mack Land gave chase. The ball drops, and it just drops in foul territory. That would have tied up the ball game right there. So everybody goes back at first and second base, respectively, and Cade McEwen comes back to the plate here. So Cade McEwen grabs the club again and will re-enter the right-hand batter's box here. A ball hit down the line in right field just in foul territory down there. That would have tied things right back up. But Hastings will have the lead, at least for one more swing of the bat here, as Cade McEwen comes back here. It will face Kirby Wells. No balls and one strike. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. 1-1 the count here to Cade McEwen. Colton West will be next, and we'll see Randy Ramirez. Rogers State, the second-seeded team here in this national tournament down in Lubbock, trailing Hastings College by the score of 2-0. Next pitch is going to be swung on again, hit toward right. This is going to be well in the foul territory, out of play. And the count is sitting at 1-2 now to McEwen. Rogers State, the 15th-ranked team in the country coming into this national tournament. They have a record of 45 wins, 14 losses on the season. Hastings College, after their loss yesterday, at 28-23. Daniel Nealon, his second baseman, slides over to the bag. Now back to his position. There's a ball that's going to be hit to right center field. Tomlin gives chase. Land gives chase. He can't get there. Here comes one run. It's going to score. And a one-run single there by Cade McEwen. And now Rogers State is on the scoreboard. So Rogers State gets a board here as Cade McEwen delivers up a single. It drives home a man from second base. So now it's a 2-1 ball game in favor of Hastings College. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Barnes. At first base is Cade McEwen. There's two men out here in the third, and now Colton West will come to the plate next. Jeff Hobbs out in front of the plate, making the defensive call here for Hastings. Man is on at first base, that is McEwen. Man is on at third base, that's Barnes. Coming to the plate will be Colton West. 356 batting average on the season. He flew out to right field his first time up there as a lefty will face Kirby Wells for the second time today as the pitch comes down low for a ball. Nothing and one to Colton West. He was the guy that was up there that flew out to right field. Ball was caught by Mac Land. And then Barnes, Colton West was the guy who flew out to right field and then chopped down Barnes there at the plate attempting to score. Same position here in this inning. Barnes is down there at third base again. As the next pitch is going to be fouled away. And it's now 1-1 to Colton West. 2-1 is the score now. Rogers State has scored a run here in the third. As Kirby Wells continues to work for Hastings College, taking a lead down here at first will be McEwen. Here comes a pitch hit back up to the middle. Sonny Huey knocks it down at second base. He gets it to Nealon. Not in time. Not in time at second base. That one was close, and another run is going to score. So Barnes comes in to score from third base. That was a nice play by Huey. He makes a diving grab on it right behind the bag at second and then flips the ball to Daniel Nealon, but is sliding. Cade McEwen down there at second base gets under the tag, and a run comes in to score to tie things up here. It's now 2-2 in the third. So Randy Ramirez comes to the plate next. Randy Ramirez comes to the plate here. He grounded out his first time up there. There's a throw back to second base, not in time. Huey covering the bag. There's a throw came from Kirby Wells, the pitcher. So two base hits now for Rogers State here in the ball game. There's a ball hit to left field. Backing up is going to be Nelson. He grabs the ball, and the inning is over. So a hard hit ball again by Randy Ramirez out to left field, and Zach Nelson makes the grab on the ball out there for Hastings College. But Rogers State comes back to score two runs here in the third. We're knotted up again with a score. Rogers State 2, Hastings 2.
In the top of the third, the Hillcats scored two runs on two hits. There were no Bronco errors.
Ready to pursue your passion but been a while since you've been in the classroom? Hastings College has a program specifically for adult students ready to get their degree. The Hastings College 22-plus program offers reduced tuition and all of the personal attention that Hastings College is famous for. Your call today begins the journey for a degree from nationally renowned Hastings College, something no other adult program in the area can match, and it could all start this fall. Call 800-LEARN-HC or find them on the web at hastings.edu/22PLUS. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Jacoby Carpet One Floor at Home in Hastings and Kearney invites you into our showrooms for National Karastan Month. Ready for some color after a long winter? Yearning for a carpet that is soft yet durable? Our Karastan Month sale is now in progress, and you can earn up to $1,000 cash back. There's never been a better time to invest in Karastan quality and style. Berbers, shags, and eco-friendly fibers, traditional florals to exciting prints. You'll find it all during National Karastan Month at Jacoby Carpet One Floor at Home, Hastings and Kearney.
Safe, sound, and secure. These three words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch. Helping you be safe, sound, and secure is just one more way that Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Jeff Hobbs up to the plate here to begin the Hastings half of the third inning. We're tied up at two runs apiece. And the count to Jeff Hobbs goes to two balls and no strikes. Minor throwing a couple of pitches inside there on Hobbs. And here comes the next one. It's going to be a fastball that misses outside. So Hobbs is ahead of the count here at three balls and no strikes. Jim Minor, the pitcher for Rogers State in this ball game. He has not struck out anybody yet. He takes a strike there as Hobbs watches that one go by, 3-1. Hastings with a couple of base hits back there in the second. Had one in the first inning of play. So three hits for Hastings as the next pitch is way outside, and there's going to be a walk given up there by Jim Minor.
Hitter number 17, John Rivera.
That's going to be the second walk of the ball game given up by Minor as John Rivera comes to the plate next. Rivera grounded out his first time up there. So Jeff Hobbs is aboard now at first base. Connor Thomas will come out and run for him as John Rivera will stroll to the plate now and looks for the sign down there from head coach Jim Bovey down at third base coaching box. Hastings 2, Rogers State 2. We're in the third inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here today in Lubbock. Taking a lead is going to be Thomas down there at first base. As the pitch comes to the plate, it's going to be down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes to John Rivera. Man Bob, the catcher, out there knocking down the ball there, and then it goes trickling out in front of the plate, pounces on it. Make sure Connor Thomas stays put there at first base. Jim Minor throwing here for Rogers State. Now a timeout is called as John Rivera backs out of the batter's box. Rivera yesterday in the ball game against Kansas Wesleyan was 0-3. 44 base hits and 163 trips to the plate for Rivera on the season. Takes a whack at that one and pops it up. Back out of play. 1-1 the count. Rivera, for his extra base hits this year, has got 6 doubles, 2 triples, 1 home run, 19 RBIs, 21 base on balls, and 26 strikeouts for Rivera this season. And now he backs out of the batter's box again as Minor was looking for the sign from Manbod, his catcher. Taking a lead down there at first base is going to be Thomas for Hastings. Connor Thomas, as he inches away from the bag, is going to stay put as Minor comes to the plate. There's a chopper to third. McEwen goes over to second for one, and that's all they're going to get. No throw there. Good hard slide there by Connor Thomas in the bag at second. So John Rivera gets aboard here as they erase Connor Thomas from the base pads. And that's going to bring up Mac Land next. Land had his single back there in the second inning, came around to score one of the two runs for the Broncos. Land with a batting average to start the day at .293. So Mac Land comes to the plate for the second time here today. 44 base hits now and 148 trips to the plate for Hastings College. In the right-hand batter's box as he takes a whack at that one and pops it up. Shallow left field, backing up is Ramirez at shortstop, and he catches it. Mac Land flies out to the shortstop. Randy Ramirez in shallow left field for the second out. And Mike Tomlin comes to the plate next. He laid down his sacrifice his first time up there in inning number 2. So Tomlin will come back, bat from the left-hand side here, get into the ball game today after missing several weeks because of a hamstring injury. He's playing out in center field. Didn't know how long he was going to go today, but so far so good. We're in the third. As he will come to the plate here to face Jim Minor. And here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be outside again. The ball knocked down by Manbod behind the plate here. And that one skips to him here on the turf. One ball and no strikes to Mike Tomlin. Hastings batting here in the bottom half of the third inning. 2-2 is the score in this elimination ball game. The winner will play Kansas Wesleyan tonight at 6. Another elimination ball game here of the NAIA National Tournament. Connor Thomas taking his lead down at first. Not much of a lead there. Here comes a fastball into the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. So it's now two balls and no strikes to Tomlin of Hastings. Rogers State will play him pretty much straight away here. As Miner will come to the belt again. He's going to offer another one to the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball. Now three balls and no strikes to Tomlin. So John Rivera is your base runner down there at first base. There's two men out here in the third. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him. So a base on balls there to Mike Tomlin. John Rivera moves down to second base on the play. Mike Tomlin heads down to first.
Next up, the first baseman, number 13.
And John LeMaster comes up there next. That's the third walk of the ball game given up now by Jim Miner. And John LeMaster comes up there next. He scored a run back there in the second after getting on the base pads with an error. So runners on at first and second base. Two men out as John LeMaster comes to the plate. Here's a strike on the inside corner. Nothing and one. See, John? He started the day with a batting average of .259 for Hastings College. 15 base hits, 58 trips to the plate. For LeMaster, he's into the lineup here today at first base for head coach Jim Bulvey and the Broncos. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low. The ball gets away from the catcher. Manbonnet advancing one will be your base runners. The ball is down low. Manbonnet bounces on to the right side of the plate, but Rivera easily into third base on the play. Tomlin moves down to second base, and the pitch count on John LeMaster is now sitting at one ball and one strike. Now the shortstop, Randy Ramirez, comes in and has a couple of words there with Jim Miner. So one ball and one strike now to John LeMaster with guys on at second and third base for Hastings here in the third. Here comes the next pitch to him, hit down the line. That's a right field. That's going to be in foul territory. Right by the first baseman, Colton West. So again, a game of inches here as LeMaster sends that one down the line and it just goes foul down the first base side. So the count goes now to one ball and two strikes to John LeMaster. Sonny Huey would be next. So LeMaster looking for a base hit here in this third inning. Here it comes, the next pitch. It's going to be down low again. And the ball gets away from Manbon, but it just trickles over here to the right-hand side of the plate. The stop sign comes up from the batter, John LeMaster, to say stay put to the base runner down there at third base, John Rivera. The count is at two balls and two strikes now to our first baseman, John LeMaster. Jim Miner working from a full windup now with runners on at second and third. Next pitch is going to be popped up right field, and it's going to be caught right on the line by Bollock, and the inning is over. So John LeMaster flies out to right field right on the foul line there as Billy Bollock grabs it there for the Hilltops. Hastings scores no runs in the third inning of play. No runs on no hits. No errors on Rogers State. 2 men left on base. We go to the fourth inning with a score. Hastings 2, Rogers State 2.
Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists are committed to keeping their focus on you in everything they do. You can count on them to give you personal attention from your initial exam all the way through your follow-up care. They offer fair and total treatment you can afford. Hastings Orthopedics promises to thoroughly explore your options and help you understand all the possible solutions. Dr. Shingren, Bolin, and Nowacek work together to ensure continuity and quality in your care. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hastings Orthopedics, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Bolin at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Rogers State batting now here in the fourth inning. Cody Campbell will take a strike in the outside corner from Kirby Wells, and he falls behind, and no balls and one strike. Hastings 2, Rogers State 2 in the elimination ball game here at the NAIA National Tournament in Lubbock. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and it's one ball and one strike. Wells so far in the ball game has struck out one, and he has walked three guys here in the ball game. Here comes the next pitch, a little check swing, and he went around with it for a strike. One ball and two strikes. Kirby had one walk in the first inning. He had a couple of walks in the third. Rogers State scoring both of their runs in the third inning. Had a couple of base hits. So one ball and two strikes now to Cody Campbell. He's the number five hitter in the batting order. Next pitch is going to be outside again. Wanting to pull the trigger was Campbell, but he did not. The count is even up with two balls and two strikes. Cody Campbell, then Colton Campbell, and Joe Manbaugh scheduled up here for Rogers State in the fourth inning. Numbers 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order here for the Hillcats out of Claremore, Oklahoma. This is a school that's got an enrollment of 4,400, much larger than Hastings College. Next pitch is hit on the ground, back up through the middle. That's going to be a base hit retrieved out there by Mike Tomlin. So a base hit here for Rogers State in the fourth. That's going to be their third hit of the ball game.
Now batting the left fielder number.
So the hits are now even at three apiece. The score is even. 5-pound sophomore from St. Cloud, Florida. These Campbell boys are transfers from the University of West Florida, playing there for Rogers State. So Cody Campbell is aboard at first. Colton Campbell is now at the plate here for Rogers State. Their batting average for the season separated by just 1/1,000th of a point. And here comes the pitch down low for a ball on Colton Campbell. He's got an average of 3.43. 1-0 the count here to Colton Campbell. He bats from the right-hand side. Kirby Wells working from the stretch. Here's the ball. It's going to be hit off of the handle of the bat. First base side, and LeMaster can't get there. So it's now even at one ball and one strike. Hastings losing yesterday in their ball game to Kansas Wesleyan, 11-1 in seven innings. Last night it was Rogers State losing to Northwood of Texas by the score of 8-5. Northwood was the number three seeded team. Rogers State the number two seed. There's a ball hit to the left field for a base hit. Gets by the third baseman, A.J. Clark, retrieved out there by Nelson. So now Rogers State has their first two guys aboard here in the fourth. A base hit there by Colton Campbell. A base hit by Cody Campbell to lead things off. And now Joe Manbaugh comes to the plate next.
The catcher number five, Joe Manbaugh.
That one goes whistling right on by A.J. Clark at third base. In between Clark at third and Sonny Huey at shortstop with the artificial surface here of the infield. That one went right on by A.J. in the left field. So the first two guys have reached base here safely in the fourth inning. And now Joe Manbaugh, who reached on a base on balls back there in the third and scored a run, comes up there for the second time today. Manbaugh started the day with a batting average of 279, lays down a bunt, fielded there by Wells. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time, and the sacrifice works as the base runners move along here to second and third, respectively. Nice job by Kirby fielding that ball. It's right in between first base and the pitcher's mound. Kirby gets it over to first baseman John LeMaster to record the first out here in the inning. And now Billy Bollock will come to the plate next. Bollock is the right fielder. Started the day with a batting average of 296. So he's got a chance to give Rogers State the lead for the first time here today. We're tied up now at a couple of runs apiece in the fourth with one man out. Bollock waits on the pitch and fouls away his first pitch. 0-1 now to Bollock. Bollock has got 24 base hits and 81 trips to the plate. Bollock is 6'4", a 215-pound junior from Moore, Oklahoma. He's a Connor State. Here comes the batting order. We're going to see Jario Valdez next. And then back to the top of the order again. And their heavy hitter in Brant Barnes. So Kirby's going to have to bear down here and get the bottom half of the order retired here. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. Two balls and one strike now to Billy Bollock. Bollock, he's got no home runs, 13 RBIs so far this year. Does have seven doubles to his credit. Team that has won 45 games so far this year. 45-14 entering the ball game here today. Here comes the next pitch by Wells. It hits the outside corner for a strike. So now two balls and two strikes. Next pitch there by Kirby. Right back into the glove of his catcher, Jeff Hobbs. Two balls and two strikes here to Billy Bollock. Runners are on at second and third base. Rogers State threatening here in the fourth inning of play. Here comes the next one from Kirby. The ball is going to be hit toward right field. Backing up is Lamb. He's going to make the catch. And now running in from third base is going to be Campbell. And he's going to score. This time as Billy Bollock sends it out to right field. Caught there. Tagging up and scoring on the play is going to be a Cody Campbell. Lamb threw one out earlier today, but he was a little bit deep there. And the throw came back to the infield. Colton Campbell, meanwhile, moves over to third base on the play. Now Rogers State has got the lead over Hastings College by the score of 3-2. So Rogers State's going 2 1/3 and 1 4. And now the Hillcats have the lead over Hastings. Jario Valdez will come to the plate next. He flew out to center field his last time up there. There's two men out here in the fourth. And now Wells will go to work here on Valdez. Hits the outside corner for a strike, nothing and one. Valdez, a 282 hitter on the season so far as he comes to the plate here today. Next pitch is a fastball. That's going to be in there for a strike as well. Valdez now behind in the count at no balls and two strikes. Valdez has struck out 27 times so far this year. He has walked 29 times. He's got 40 base hits and 142 trips to the plate. Waiting on the next pitch, way outside. The count now is at 1-2. The elimination ball game here in the national tournament with a win today. Hastings would move into another elimination game at 6 o'clock tonight against Kansas Wesleyan, the team that beat us yesterday 11-1. Next pitch is going to be hit to right field. Charging is going to be Land. He can't get there. Falls in there for a base hit and another run scores. Valdez gets an RBI single here in the fourth. Land playing deep out there in the right field, but could not make the play on the ball as Colton Campbell comes in to score. Falls right in front of Land out there in right. So now Rogers State has scored two runs in each of the last two innings. And now we go back to the top of the order again in Brant Barnes. They're doing all this damage with a couple of men out here in the fourth inning. Barnes comes to the plate now with the speedy Valdez down there at first base. Barnes with a 409 batting average to start the day, and he takes his strike here. Right down the pipe, nothing at one to Brant Barnes. He's walked a couple of times so far today for Rogers State. Leads the team in base hits with 83. He's got 203 at-bats so far this year. 35 walks and 28 strikeouts so far this year. The next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. And it's now 1-1 to Brant Barnes here for Rogers State. Barnes is 5'11", 165-pound senior from Bethel, Arkansas. Transfer from Southern Arkansas. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. And it's now 2-1. Cade McEwen would be next. So Kirby Wells is giving up 5 base hits now in the ball game. He has walked 3 guys, has struck out 1 as he labors here in the fourth inning. There's a high fly ball. Barnes will fly out to center field here. And the inning is over, but Rogers State again scores a couple of runs in the fourth. And we head to the bottom of the fourth inning with a score. Rogers State 4, Hastings College 2.
Neighbors, we shouldn't need a GPS to find a bag of fertilizer. Let's go to Ace. Get help quickly from people who know their stuff. We can get our yard work done and get our barbecue on. It's time to get your weekend back.
Ace can help you quickly turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
Big G Ace, 3203 Osborne Drive West in Hastings. Big G Ace is open from 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 Sundays.
Ace, the helpful place.
Comfort means something different to everyone. And Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853 and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
Call Witt Plumbing in Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Hayes Field. We're in Lubbock, Texas here today, NAIA National Tournament. Sonny Huey, Zach Nelson, Daniel Nealon up there for Hastings here in the fourth, numbers 8, 9, and 1. Hastings down trailing by the score of 4-2. There's the ball hit right back to the pitcher's mound. Miner grabs it, goes over to first base. That's in time. So Sonny Huey is retired in the play. And now Zach Nelson comes up there next.
11, Zach Nelson.
Ball hit right back to Miner on the mound. And he underhands it to the first baseman, Colton West, to get the first out recorded here in the fourth. Now Zach Nelson comes up there next. Nelson laid down his sacrifice back there in inning number two. 4-2 is the score now. Rogers State out on top of Hastings College here in this elimination ball game of the NAIA National Tournament. The next pitch by Miner is going to be outside and down low. One ball and no strikes. So Zach Nelson, the left-handed hitter up here working against the lefty on the mound. There's a ball hit down the line in the third base, just in foul territory again. Had a lot of close calls today down the lines. Either way, that one was just foul for Zach Nelson. It comes back to the batter's box. One ball and one strike. Nobody on here for the Broncos in the fourth inning of play. Hastings now 28-23 on the season, battling here in the national tournament. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. There's now one ball and two strikes. Lubbock Christian, the number one seed here in the tournament. They picked up a big win yesterday. They played last night. There's a bouncing ball. Valdez at second base. He underhands it to first base. That's going to be in time. And Nelson is retired in the play from second to first. That brings up the top of the order again. And Daniel Nealon, Lubbock Christian, knocked off Kansas Wesleyan, the team that beat Hastings yesterday, 13-2. That was in the last ball game last night. As Rogers State team losing to Northwood of Texas, 8-5. Kansas Wesleyan beating Hastings in the opener, 11-1. So Lubbock Christian is going to play Northwood of Texas in the next ball game here at 2:30 today. But Hastings playing Rogers State here, and then the winner of this game will play Kansas Wesleyan tonight at 6. And another elimination ball game here in Lubbock. There's a strike right down Broadway there on Daniel Nealon. No balls and one strike. Next pitch way outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike here to Daniel Nealon as Hastings bats here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. The Broncos, the home team here this afternoon. Jim Miner stays out there for Rogers State. Here comes the next pitch from him. It's going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Hastings had one base hit in the first inning, two in the second. Had a couple of base runners in the third. Thanks to a couple of walks, Miner has walked three guys here in the ballgame. Here comes his next pitch to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike, and it's now 2-2. Miner has not yet struck out anybody. The count is even right now with two balls and two strikes. On Daniel Nealon, A.J. Clark would be next if Nealon can get aboard here. Miner working from the full windup. He's got his sign for Man Baugh. And here comes the next pitch. It could be inside, and it just misses. Just misses inside, and Daniel Nealon now on the count of three balls and two strikes. A lot of folks on hand here from Claremore, Oklahoma, cheering on the Hillcats here in this ball game. Here comes the next one hit on the ground toward third base. McEwen cuts off the shortstop, and he gets it over there to Colton West to record the out. So the Broncos go down in order as Cade McEwen slides to his left and cuts off that ball from Randy Ramirez, the shortstop, but they get the end product over there at first base. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to inning number five here this afternoon with a score. Rogers State 4, Hastings College 2.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally renowned academics. Ranked among the top liberal arts colleges in the nation by U.S. News & World Report, America's best colleges.
listed by Kaplan Newsweek as one of America's 369 most interesting schools. Named a best value college and best college in the Midwest by the Princeton Review. Be, belong, become. Find out more at hastings.edu or call 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You know you need new tires before hitting the road for your family's next vacation. Get great tires and get $50 in gas from CPI Mr. Tire. Just buy four qualifying Mastercraft tires at CPI Mr. Tire and you'll earn $50 for your next fill-up. Ask CPI Mr. Tire for all the details. Master the road with Mastercraft tires at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI. CPI.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Rogers State now batting here in the top half of the fifth inning. Hillcats have the lead over Hastings by the score of 4-2. Kirby Wells stays out there for the Broncos. Cade McEwen is the first guy to come to the plate. He has a count of one ball and one strike on him. McEwen is the third baseman. Here comes the next pitch from Kirby. Breaking pitch is going to be in there for a strike, 1-2. Kirby Wells so far today has got one strikeout in the ballgame. That was way back there in the first inning. Wells has walked three guys here in the ballgame. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Had a base on balls back there in the first. Walked a couple of guys in the third inning of play. Here comes the next one. Hit on the ground toward third. Foul territory. That remains at two balls and two strikes. Five base hits so far for Rogers State in the ballgame. They've scored four runs. They scored two in the third and two in the fourth. The Hillcats have the lead over Hastings College 4-2. Kirby Wells rocks and fires here. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled back to the screen. Count remains at 2-2. Hastings scoring both of their runs in the second inning. Had the lead for the first time in this national tournament at 2-0 before Rogers State came back to score their two runs and then two more in the fourth to grab the lead. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. And it is now three balls and two strikes. Hastings playing in their first NAIA national tournament here for baseball. After making the 11-hour trip from Hastings down here to Lubbock, here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. Walk number four in the ball game for Kirby, and heading down to first base is Caden McEwen. Colton West is scheduled up there next. Now the Broncos with some relief help starting to warm up. I assume Addison Ives is back up and throwing for Hastings down there in the third base bullpen. Ives saw a little bit of time yesterday. 4-2 is the score here. Rogers State has got the lead. Colton West to the plate. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count to West. He's been on base both times today for the Hillcats. Reached on an error in the first inning of play. Actually flew out to right field in the first inning of play. And then had a single in the third, so he is 1-for-2 so far today. Next pitch is going to be fouled away, and the count is at 1-1. Colton Williams up and throwing for Hastings down in the bullpen. Williams was scheduled to get the start. If Hastings would have won that first ball game yesterday against Kansas Wesleyan, he would have started last night against Lubbock Christian, but now he's warming up here and could see some time here in this ball game, the elimination ball game against Rogers. There's a throw of the first baseman. McEwen is back in there. If Hastings wins here, they would have another ball game today, and I would assume that Colton Williams would get the start of that ball game, but John LeMaster might be penciled in for another elimination ball game tonight. If Hastings is fortunate to win this ball game, here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. One ball and two strikes now to the batter, Colton West. He is the first baseman for Rogers State, taking a good lead down there at first is going to be McEwen. Here comes the next pitch. Going to be fouled away at the third base side. Count remains at one ball and two strikes. You got to be cognizant of the base-stealing ability of Rogers State. 128 stolen bases so far this year. McEwen down there is 10 out of 14 stealing bases. He's going to stay put. There's a ball hit to center field. Mike Tomlin comes on to make a catch there for Hastings. So Colton West is retired in the play. Staying at first base is going to be McEwen. And now Randy Ramirez comes to the plate next. Ramirez grounded out his first time up, and he flew out to left field. has two plate appearances so far today. So Randy Ramirez, as shortstop, strolls to the plate here with one man out in inning number five. Ramirez started the day with a batting average of .388. 0-for-2 so far today. He's their second best hitter in the ball club here for the Hill Cats, as the next pitch is going to be down low, scooped up there off of the turf by our catcher, Jeff Hobbs. Ramirez has got 66 base hits so far this year and 170 trips to the plate. 8 home runs, 49 RBIs. McEwen is your base runner at first. There's a throw over there. Wells just making sure that McEwen knows he is aware that he is at the bag at first. Randy Ramirez waiting at the plate here. There's a ball that's going to be popped up. A mile high, it goes out to right field. Mack Land settles under and makes the catch. So now there's two men out here in the fifth inning of play. And Cody Campbell comes up there next. So after walking the first man here in the fifth inning, a couple of fly balls. And Rogers State has got a couple of men out now here in the fifth, as Cody Campbell comes to the plate next. He's a .342 hitter for the Hillcats. He's got one base hit and two trips to the plate so far for Rogers State here in this ball game. Cody leads the team in triples and in home runs. He's got 3 triples and 13 round trippers so far this year. He will take a pitch down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. 54 base hits, 12 doubles, 3 triples, 13 home runs for this guy. Number 5 of the batting order is Kirby Wicks in the stretch now. There's a fastball that's delivered inside for a ball, and he falls behind it. 2 balls and no strikes. So Cody Campbell, Colton Campbell. The next scheduled hitter is here for Rogers State with a man out at first base, Cade McEwen. 2 men out here in the fifth inning of play. Broncos trailing by a couple of runs. There's a swing and a foul tap here at the plate. That's now 2 balls and 1 strike. Bronco baseball coming your way today here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your Bronco baseball coverage brought to you in part by 5 Points Bank of Hastings, by Whit Plumbing, by the Hastings Tribune, and by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning. The elimination ball game of the national tournament here today. Here comes the next pitch, a breaking pitch that just misses. And the count now is at 3 balls and 1 strike. So 3-1 the count. You can't give Rogers State too many opportunities there. Kirby's walked 4 guys so far in the ball game, as Colton Williams continues to throw down here in the third base bullpen for the Broncos. Next pitch is going to be hit down the line of right field. That's going to be in foul territory. 3 balls and 2 strikes now to Cody Campbell. Going back to first base on the play is going to be Cade McEwen. Home plate umpire gets a fresh set of baseballs here. And now Kirby Wells will go back to work here with 2 men out in the fifth inning. Cody Campbell with a right-hand batter's box, club in hand, and here comes a 3-2 pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. The runner is going there on the pitch, but it doesn't make any difference. A walk given up there. So the fifth walk of the ball game now for Kirby. Heading down to second base on the play is going to be McEwen. Cody Campbell is on at first, and now the pitching coach for Hastings College, Pat Morey, is going to come out and have a couple of words with Kirby Wells, who is into the fifth inning here this afternoon. Five walks now for Kirby Wells. He has not struck out a guy since the first inning. And coming to the plate next is going to be Colton Campbell. So Colton Williams continues to warm up for Hastings down to the bullpen on the third base side. Kirby's going to stay out there for the time being as he's going to pitch down to Colton Campbell. Last outing for Kirby, he went 7 innings in the opening ball game of the GPAC tournament last week up in Sioux City. Kirby picked up an 8-1 win over Concordia that day. Gave up only 4 hits and 1 run, had 6 strikeouts and 3 walks. Rogers State is not Concordia, I'll guarantee you. This is a tough outing here. Today's been picky here with 5 walks. There's a high fly ball to Land out there in right field. He's going to make the catch, and the inning is over. So Colton Campbell flies out to right field to end the inning. A couple of walks given up there by Kirby in the fifth, but it doesn't make any difference on the scoreboard. Rogers State shut off.
Top of the fifth, the
no, runs,
no runs,
no hits, no errors, and two men left on base.
We
go to the bottom of the fifth inning with a score. Rogers State 4, Hastings College 2.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and addition, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 402-463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of the Hastings and area athletes and teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home in Hastings and Kearney invites you into our showrooms for National Karastan Month. Ready for some color after a long winter? Yearning for a carpet that is soft yet durable? Our Karastan Month sale is now in progress. You can earn up to $1,000 cash back. There's never been a better time to invest in Karastan quality and style. Berbers, shags, and eco-friendly fibers, traditional florals to exciting prints. You'll find it all during National Karastan Month at Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home, Hastings and Kearney.
It's not too early to get your pass for all of next year's action at Hastings College. Join Crimson Connection today. From football to softball, theater productions to music events, a Crimson Connection membership is the ticket for you and your family to everything happening at Hastings College. It's the most fun in the area as well as the best deal. Only $55 gets your entire family into all of next year's great Hastings College athletic and cultural events. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Call 402-461-7327 or find us on the web at hastings.edu/crimson to join now.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Broncos batting here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. A.J. Clark, Jeff Hobbs, John Rivera against Jim Miner. Miner has got three base on balls so far today, and he has not struck out anybody. Hastings has only three base hits so far in this ball game. A.J. Clark has not been on the base pads yet today. He grounded out back there in the second, laid down his sacrifice in the first. And now the count to him is sitting at two balls and one strike. So 2-1, the count to A.J. Clark. Rogers State with a lead over Hastings College here today by a score of 4-2. As the Broncos bat here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. And now A.J. is ahead on the count of three balls and one strike. Hastings took a 2-0 lead in this ball game. Rogers State come back to tie it at 2-2. And then they went ahead 4-2. Broncos trying to come back now here in the fifth as the next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. A walk given there to A.J. Clark.
Number 29, Jeff Hobbs.
So Jeff Hobbs comes up there next. That is the fourth walk in the ball game now for Jim Miner. Nobody up and throwing for the Hillcats down there in the first base side. Rogers State, the visiting team here today in the first base dugout. Hastings College, the home team over here in the third base side. Jeff Hobbs comes to the plate next. He's the leading hitter for Hastings. Hobbs at 327. Walked back there in the third, grounded out in the first, so he's 0-for-1 so far today. The all-conference catcher from the Great Plains Athletic Conference on the first team here this year as Hobbs plays in this national tournament for the Broncos. Clark takes his lead down there at first base, and there's a strike delivered up there on Jeff Hobbs. He got now at one ball and one strike to Jeff. Starts the day with a batting average of 327. Leads the team in home runs and in RBIs. Four round trippers, 37 driven home for Jeff Hobbs. As Miner throws another one to the plate, hit down third base right by McEwen into left field. So there's a base hit picked up there by Colton Campbell. So a base hit there for Hobbs. Hastings has got something going now here in the second or fifth inning of play. Runners are on at first and second base as Jeff Hobbs gets one by the third baseman, Cade McEwen, into left field. Connor Thomas will come out and run now for Hobbs at first. So there's nobody out for the Broncos now in this fifth inning. John Rivera comes to the plate next. Rivera's 0-for-2 so far today. He is 0-for-5 in the tournament so far. He was 0-for-3 yesterday in the ball game against the Coyotes of Kansas Wesleyan. Runners are on at first and second base. Nobody out here in the fifth. Broncos down by two runs. John Rivera in the right-hand batter's box against the left-hander. On the mound, and Jim Miner, the pitch comes down low again. It is scooped up behind the plate there by Man Bod. One ball and no strikes to John Rivera. Mac Land will be next. Rivera starts today with a batting average of 270. One home run, 19 driven home for the Broncos this year. There's a fastball that's right across the center portion of the plate for a strike. One ball and one strike now to John Rivera. 44 base hits and 163 trips to the plate so far this year for Rivera. He's the designated hitter today. Here comes the next pitch to him. It's going to be popped away and back out of play. So it's 1-2. Your Bronco baseball coverage this week brought to you in part by Hastings College, also by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialist, by the Real Estate Group of Hastings, and by Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning. We're at Hayes Field in Lubbock, Texas, for the NAIA National Tournament today. One ball, two strikes here to John Rivera. The Broncos threatening here in the fifth inning. Next pitch is swung on, tapped down the line at first. It's going to be in foul territory. And the count remains at one ball and two strikes. So John Rivera trying to get aboard here. Jim Miner has went all the way for Rogers State so far in the ballgame. He continues out here in the fifth. Kirby Wells was a starting pitcher for Hastings. He got through his last half of an inning, but Colton Williams continues to throw out there, and I assume we maybe could see him when Hastings takes the field again. John Rivera waiting on the pitch. Here it comes. It's down low. He wanted to pull the trigger, but did not. A little check swing here. The catcher, Manbod, looks down at the first base umpire. He says, no, he did not go around with it. So the count is at two balls and two strikes. On deck for Hastings will be Mack Land. Had a sensational GPAC tournament a week ago. So John Rivera, now with runners on at first and second base, has a count of two balls and two strikes. Miner looks towards second, offers another one to the plate. That one comes inside and it hit him. John Rivera heads down to first base, now being hit by a pitch here in the fifth inning. A.J. Clark moves over to third base on the play. Connor Thomas running for Jeff Hobbs down there at second. John Rivera is on at first base. And now Mack Land comes up there next. So a golden opportunity here for Hastings College in the fifth inning to plate some runs. 4-2 is the score. Hastings now trailing by a couple of runs, but threatening with nobody out here in the fifth. Mack Land comes to the plate next. A batting average of .293 on the season for Land. And he waits on the pitch here from Miner. It's going to be down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Land has got 43 base hits and 147 trips to the plate. Eight doubles, a triple, no home runs, 12 driven home. Next pitch is a fastball that's in there for a strike on the outside corner, 1-1. Jim Bovey flashing the signs down there in the third base coaching box for the Broncos. Sean Sorehan down here in the first base box. Bases loaded for Hastings here in the fifth. Next pitch is going to be down low again. The ball is scooped up by Manbod off of the turf. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes here to Mack Land. Land so far this season has walked 13 times. He has struck out 30 times. He's a base hit right here. Get the Broncos back into the ball game. We're trailing 4-2. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. So now Land looking at a count of three balls and one strike. 3-1 the count now, and now Jim Miner, the pitcher for Rogers State, has to come home. Here comes the pitch. It's swung on, tapped down to third base side, foul territory. Now the count is full with three balls and two strikes. Bronco baseball today here on 1230 KHIS, Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Bases are juiced here in the fifth inning. Here comes the 3-2 pitch from Miner. The ball's outside, and he walks home a run. Mack Land gets aboard here, brings home A.J. Clark from third base, and now it's a 4-3 ball game in favor of Rogers State. Moving down to third base on the play is going to be Connor Thomas. John Rivera heads down to second. Mack Land gets aboard with a walk. That's going to be five walks given up now by Jim Miner. And now the head coach for Rogers State is going to come out. Eric Faust is down in the bullpen there for Rogers State warming up. And the pitcher, Jim Miner, could be out of gas here for the Hillcats. He has walked a couple of guys here. He has hit a man, and he has given up a base hit in the ball game. Hastings still in this contest despite only four base hits in the ball game. He had seven yesterday against Kansas Wesleyan. Now the home plate umpire is going to go out and break things up. Demon Thomas calling the balls and strikes here today in this ball game. He's going to go out and break up the conference. Miner will stay out there for the time being. He's going to pitch to Mike Tomlin. So Hastings trailing now by a run. 4-3 is the score. Hastings scoring their other two runs in the second inning of play, but still nobody out for the Broncos here in the fifth. Mike Tomlin comes to the plate and will take a pitch outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Miner has not struck out anybody yet, but he has walked five. And now Mike Tomlin, who starts the day with a batting average of .299, is at the plate. There's a strike there on the inside corner. One ball and one strike. So one run is in for the Broncos here in the fifth. 4-3 is the score as Mike Tomlin is at the plate here for Hastings. Tomlin waits on the pitch, and there's the ball. It's going to be fouled back away. One ball and two strikes. And Tomlin is the guy who has not been in the lineup for Hastings for quite some time, out with a hamstring injury. Wanted to go today. And he is out in center field defensively, batting in the number six position here in the batting order. One ball and two strikes. Next pitch way outside again. Two balls and two strikes. Tomlin leads the team in triples with four. How sweet that would be here in this spot. 16 base on balls, 16 strikeouts. The left-hander Mike Tomlin waiting on the lefty out there in the mound. Miner, here's the next pitch outside and down low. Three balls and two strikes again. The bases are loaded here. The tying run is down there at third base in the form of Connor Thomas. So here comes the 3-2 pitch now by Miner. That ball is going to be hit to left field, and it curves over into foul territory. So the guy remains at three balls and two strikes to Mike Tomlin. John LeMaster would be next, and then Sonny Huey. The Broncos now in the bottom half of the batting order. Trying to reclaim the lead. They had a 2-0 lead here in this one. Now 4-3. Rogers State has got the lead. Next pitch is going to be swung out again. A foul ball back out of play. Kind of remains at 3-2.
Get the battle, Michael. Come on, bud.
Cade McEwen is your third baseman down there for Rogers State. Randy Ramirez at shortstop. Jario Valdez is at second base, and Colton West is on at first base. Hastings with the base pads full. Here comes the next pitch inside, and another walk delivered up. That one just misses inside of Mike Tomlin. Drives home a run, and now the score is tied at four runs apiece. Heading over to third base on a play, Johnny Rivera. Mack Land is on at second. Mike Tomlin is on at first base with a walk. That's the sixth walk of the ball game given up now by Jim Miner. And now John LeMaster comes to the plate next, but not before we have a pitching change. The head coach for Rogers State back out of the first base dugout. We're going to have a pitching change coming up here as the afternoon is over for Jim Miner. So a pitching change coming up. The Broncos have come back to tie this ball game up. We'll take a break here with a score. Hastings 4, Rogers State of Oklahoma 4. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, growing, and now almost 10 years old. A decade ago, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 40 employees, and have grown to become the largest community bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, attractive rate, new banking technology, and supporting many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to our second decade. Member FDIC.
Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists are committed to keeping their focus on you in everything they do. You can count on them to give you personal attention from your initial exam all the way through your follow-up care. They offer fair and total treatment you can afford. Hastings Orthopedics promises to thoroughly explore your options and help you understand all the possible solutions. Dr. Shingren, Bolin, and Noacek work together to ensure continuity and quality in your care. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hastings Orthopedics, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Bolin at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Eric Faust is your new pitcher, 6'3", 175-pound junior out of Winfield, Kansas. So he released Jim Miner, who was knocked down after four-plus innings. Eric Faust out there now. The first guy he will face will be John LeMaster. LeMaster so far today has reached on an error, and he is blown out to right field. So he's 0-for-2 so far today. LeMaster number 7 in the batting order. The bases are loaded up here for Hastings in the fifth. Still nobody out. There's a ball that's going to be hit to right field. That's going to be a base hit. Hastings has got the lead now as John Rivera comes to the plate. John LeMaster delivers up a single here in the fifth inning to score a run. And the Broncos go out on top now by a score of 5-4.
Next up, the shortstop.
John Rivera comes in from third base to score. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Land. Tomlin is now on at second. John LeMaster is on at first. And Sonny Huey comes to the plate next. Huey so far today had an RBI single in the second. And he grounded out in the fourth inning of play, so he's 1-for-2. So Eric Faust is out there now. That last run will be charged to the statistics of the first pitcher in Jim Miner. So here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. Faust has an ERA of 3.86 on the season. He's 2-1. He has thrown 35 innings, giving up 37 hits and 19 runs coming into this appearance here. 15 of those runs have been earned. 10 base on balls and 24 strikeouts. Here's the next pitch, a fastball that misses. Teams are batting 274 against this guy. So Eric Faust now working here for Rogers State. In the fifth inning, the Broncos have three runs in. Hastings now leading by a score of 5-4 over the Hillcats with Sonny Huey at the plate here. Huey in the right-hand batter's box. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. So now Sonny is looking at a count of two balls and one strike. Zach Nelson will be next, and then Daniel Neeland. Hastings in the elimination ball game of the national tournament. A win here would send him into a 6 o'clock ball game tonight against Kansas Wesleyan, the team that Hastings played yesterday. Beat the Broncos 11-1 in seven innings. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball on Sonny Huey. Now the count is at three balls and one strike. No place to put Mr. Huey here on the base pads. They are still loaded up here in the fifth. Still nobody out for Hastings. Eric Faust, left-hander, works, throws one to the plate. The ball hit right back up through the middle. That's going to be a base hit. One run is going to score. Jim Bowlby puts up the stop sign at third base. So a one-run single there for Sonny Huey as he pops one back up through the middle. Coming in to score is going to be Mac Lamb. So Hastings has played at four here in the inning now. They've got a 6-4 lead. Zach Nelson comes up there next. So Jim Bowlby putting the stop sign up on Mike Tomlin at third base. Looking for a big inning here. Still nobody out. Here comes the eighth man to come into the plate down for Hastings here in the fifth. Zach Nelson comes back there. And Nelson will take a pitch inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Nelson, the left fielder, has laid down his sacrifice. And he has grounded out so far in the ball game. Hastings with a big inning here in the fifth. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. And Nelson now even at the count of one ball and one strike. Nelson started the day with a batting average of .215. Looking for a big base hit here. The base is still juiced up here in the fifth inning. There's a swing and a foul jump here at the plate. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. Nelson, number 9 in the batting order. He's got 12 RBIs so far this year, no home runs. One double, no triples to his credit. 20 base hits and 93 trips to the plate for Zach Nelson, product out of Hastings. Hometown boy here playing for the Broncos. Here comes the next pitch inside. They jam it. The ball's going to be popped up, third base side, and it's going to get out of play. So it kind of remains in one ball and two strikes here to Zach Nelson. Daniel Neeland would be next, and then A.J. Clark. Hastings has scored four runs here in this fifth inning. They've got a 6-4 lead now over Rogers State out of Oklahoma. In the elimination ball game, still nobody out. The Broncos here in this inning. The Hellcats have had a tough time finding the range here. There's a swing and a miss, and he strikes out. So Zach Nelson becomes a strikeout victim. And now the number nine guy here in this inning will come to the plate in the form of Daniel Nealon. So Hastings has batted around here in the fifth. Nealon takes a look down at first, down at third base, and Jim Bovey flashing the signs down there. Daniel Nealon comes to the plate here with the bases still loaded up in the fifth. One man out now. Here comes a pitch by Faust. It's going to be down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. A.J. Clark would be next. The fifth-seeded Hastings College Broncos trying to win one here in the national tournament in their first appearance. They've got the lead right now thanks to a nice fifth inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. One ball and one strike now to Daniel Nealon. He started the day with a batting average of 304. Leads the team in strikeouts with 28. He's got 18 free passes given to him so far this year. He stands in the right-hand side here, waiting on the lefty, Eric Faust. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be popped up. First base side. Moving over there is Colton West, the first baseman, and he can't get there. West moves all the way over to the dugout here on the first base side, but cannot grab that ball. It's out of play. And Nealon, that was a count of one ball and two strikes. Your Bronco baseball coverage today brought to you in part by Bill Hamburger Construction, also by Jacoby's Carpet One Floor and Home, by Big G Ace, and by 5 Points Bank of Hastings. We're in Lubbock, Texas. Hastings with a lead now by a score of 6-4. Here's the next pitch at just outside. In fact, a little check swing. They appeal down to the first base umpire. He says, no, he did not go around with it. And the count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2-2 the count down to Daniel Nealon. At first base, Sonny Huey. Second base, John LeMaster. Third base, Mike Tomlin. Next pitch will be fouled away. And the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. A four-man officiating crew here for the NAIA National Tournament. Nealon has a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here at the plate, Eric Faust is your pitcher now in relief of the starter for Rogers State. There's a tapper down the third base side. It's going to be in foul territory. And the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scheduled for 9 here today. 9-inning ball game. Hastings was a victim of a 10-run rule yesterday in the ball game against Kansas Wesleyan, losing to the Coyotes by the score of 11-1. Rogers State losing in their first-round game to Northwood of Texas, 8-5 yesterday. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. Swung on, hit back up through the middle. That's a base hit. One run is going to score. Grabbed out there by Barnes. And again, Jim Bovey puts the stop sign up at third base. A one-run single there by Daniel Nealon. And Hastings continues to add to their total here. Coming in to score is going to be Tomlin. He scores from third base. All those runs have been charged to the previous pitcher. The master moves over to third. Sonny Huey now at second base. Daniel Nealon is at first.
A.J. Clark.
So it's now a 7-4 ball game in favor of Hastings. All 7 runs charged there to the previous pitcher in Jim Miner. So he ends up going 4 innings, gives up 7 runs, 4 base hits, 6 walks, no strikeouts. Now Hastings with the advantage here at 6-4. Actually 7-4 over at Rogers State. And coming to the plate next will be A.J. Clark. So Hastings has batted around. Clark reached out of base on balls to begin this inning. He's also grounded out and has laid down a sacrifice. So still only one man out for Hastings here in the fifth. And here comes the fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike. 2 balls and 1 strike here to A.J. Clark, the third baseman for Hastings. Started the day with a batting average of .282. 5 runs in for Hastings here in the inning. Broncos with 3 base hits. There's the ball. It's going to be hit the right center field. That's going to be a base hit. One run is going to score. Here comes the second one to the plate. It's going to be cut off, and Hastings has put it in with 2 runs. A.J. Clark delivers up a 2-run single here in the fifth inning of play. Coming in to score from third base is going to be John LeMaster. Coming around from second base to score is going to be Sonny Huey. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Daniel Nealon, and A.J. Clark is aboard here at first base. So now the Broncos have runners on at first and third. Seven runs in for the Broncos here in the fifth inning. And Jeff Hobbs comes to the plate next. Hobbs grounded out in the first inning, reached on a base on balls in the third, had a single earlier here in the fifth. So now Jeff Hobbs comes to the plate next. So a two-run single there by A.J. Clark. And now Eric Faust will go to work here on Hobbs. Here comes the pitch to the plate. That ball is going to be hit to center field. Brant Barnes moves over to his left to grab the ball in left center, tagging up from third base and scoring there for Hastings College. It's going to be Daniel Nealon. So Hobbs flies out to center, but hey, that produces a run as Nealon comes in from third base to score.
17, John Rivera.
Now John Rivera comes up there next. And the Broncos now lead by a score of 10-4 over Rogers State of Oklahoma. John Rivera comes up there next. He was hit by a pitch earlier in this inning. Came around to score a run. Reached on a fielder's choice and is grounded out. So 10-4 is the score now. Hastings the lead. Broncos scoring 8 runs here in the fifth inning. Rivera waits on the next pitch here from Faust. That ball is going to be hit toward right field. Bollock goes over, but it's going to be in foul territory. And the count now is at 1-1. Matt Sample is another pitcher that's warming up down there for Rogers State down in the bullpen. They've used 2 pitchers so far. Jim Miner was a starter. Eric Faust has come on. Another lefty for the Hillcats. And now Sample warming up down in the bullpen on the first base side. Broncos have 2 men out here in the fifth inning. They have taken control of the game 10-4 in favor of Hastings. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. 2-1. If the Broncos win here, another elimination game is coming up at 6 o'clock tonight against Kansas Wesleyan, the team we saw yesterday and were beaten by the Coyotes by the score of 11-1. John Rivera waits on the next pitch. Here it comes. It could be outside for a ball. Rivera's ahead in the count now with 3-1. Boy, all of a sudden, the pitchers for Rogers State unable to find the strike zone here in the fifth. This has been a long inning. Hastings has battered around then some. Here comes the next pitch. It'll be fouled away. It's out of play in the count now with 3-2. 12 guys have now come to the plate for Hastings here in the fifth inning. Broncos have scored 8 runs. There's 2 men out, and Rivera has a count of 3-2. Eric Faust from the stretch throws one to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. Running down to second base on the play is going to be A.J. Clark. John Rivera heads down to first base. The first walk of the ball game there by Faust. Mac Land comes up there next. Land, he had a base on balls early in this inning. Blew out to shortstop back there in the third. And he had a single in the second inning of play. There's a ground ball to the left side. Cut off there by McEwen at third. Gets it over to first base. That's in time. And finally, the inning is over. But a great inning for Hastings College here in the fifth. The Broncos have taken control of the ball game. They score 8 runs in a fifth inning. We head to inning number 6. With a score, Hastings College 10, Rogers State 4.
Friends, let's stop spending our weekends driving back and forth from some home improvement warehouse. Let's make one trip to Ace, get help quickly from people who know their stuff, and do it all before our second cup of coffee. Get your weekend back.
Ace can help you quickly turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
Big G Ace, 3203 Osborne Drive West, Hastings. Big G Ace is open from 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 Sundays.
Ace, the helpful place.
Comfort means something different to everyone. And Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors. Or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones.
Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So the Broncos score 8 runs on 5 base hits, 4 walks, and a hit batter. From the pitching staff of Rogers State, and Hastings College now has the lead here in the elimination ball game of this NAIA National Tournament. 10-4 is the score. As we head to inning number 6, this one's scheduled for 9 here today. Kirby Wells comes back out for Hastings, and there's a base hit to get things started. Joe Manbaugh, the catcher, sends it right in between Clark, the third baseman, Sonny Healy, the shortstop. So now it's a single there for Manbaugh. That's going to bring up Billy Bollock next. He is the right fielder. That's a 6th base hit for the Rogers State Hillcats here against Kirby Wells. He was about ready to be lifted back there in the 5th inning, and we'll see how long Kirby can go here in the 6th. Billy Bollock gets aboard here. Remember, Billy Bollock is at the plate right now with a man bond down there at first base, and there's a swing and a miss by Bollock at the plate. He is 0 for 2 today. He started the day with a batting average of .296. So Kirby Wells now working here into the 6th inning for Hastings College. Next pitch is hit on the ground to Huey at short. Goes to second base for one. Over the first base is going to be down in time. The throw is a little bit high there. But they catch the lead runner down there at second base. Manbaugh's retired in the play. A relay from Nealon over to first baseman John LeMaster, a little bit high. So Bollock gets the board down there at first base on the fielder's choice, and Dario Valdez, the number 9 hitter in the batting order, comes to the plate next. He flew out to center field, and he has got a 1-run single so far in this ball game in his 3rd and 4th innings, respectively. Rogers State scoring a couple of runs in the 3rd inning and 2 more in the 4th. Had a 4-2 lead until Hastings College exploded there in the 5th inning and scored 8 runs on 5 base hits, helped along by the Rogers State pitching staff there in the 5th. Brock is now comfortably ahead, 10-4. There's a little check swing into play, and they say he went around with it, so a strike called there on Jario Valdez. And the count now is at no balls and 2 strikes. Valdez from Lynn, Massachusetts, 6 foot, 190 pounds senior, transfer from Becker College. Kirby Wells looking in for the sign now from Jeff Hobbs. He's got it, and here comes the pitch to the plate way outside. And the count goes to 1-2. The Bronco baseball coverage this week brought to you in part by the Hastings Tribune, also by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, and by Hastings College. Here comes the next pitch. Hit right back to the mound to Kirby Wells. And the inning is over. And a double play as Kirby grabs it and doubles up the guy at first base. So a hard hit ball by Valdez right back to the pitcher who doubles up the base runner off of first base. So a great job there by Kirby Wells. Gets Hastings out of the inning. Rogers State scores no runs, 1 base hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the 6th with a score, Hastings 10, Rogers State 4.
Hastings College, a place where you can learn,
investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
You know you need new tires before hitting the road for your family's next vacation. Get great tires and get $50 in gas from CPI Mr. Tire. Just buy four qualifying Mastercraft tires at CPI Mr. Tire, and you'll earn $50 for your next fill-up. Ask CPI Mr. Tire for all the details. Master the road with Mastercraft tires at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and addition, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 402-463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of the Hastings and area athletes and teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
1230 KHAS.
So we got another new pitcher coming out here for Rogers State. It's going to be Matt Sample. Sample, 6'5", 230-pound junior from Pea Ridge, Arkansas. They come out here and throw now. So he becomes the third pitcher used by Rogers State here in this ball game. Sample, ERA of 5.23. His record, 2 wins, no losses on the season. He's thrown 20 in the third innings, giving up 16 hits, 14 runs, 12 of those earned, 14 base on balls, 26 strikeouts. Teams batting 205 against him. So Eric Faust goes one inning for Rogers State, gives up 1 walk, 3 runs, 4 base hits, no strikeouts during his time. So the third pitcher used now by Rogers State, Matt Sample, comes out there. Mike Tomlin's going to be at the plate here for Hastings. Tomlin had a base on balls back there in the fifth, had a base on balls in the third, and he laid down a sacrifice in the second. So not yet with an official at bat, he scored a run. Takes a strike here on the outside corner, 2 balls and 1 strike. To Mike Tomlin, now here in the sixth inning. Hastings College out on top by the score of 10-4 over the Hillcats of Rogers State. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, 3-1. So 3 balls and 1 strike now to Mike Tomlin. Start of the day with a batting average of .299, playing out in center field for the Broncos here in this one. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It comes inside, and he walks him. Same result here, different pitcher. So the first guy that Sample faces, he walks on 5 pitches. Now John LeMaster comes up there next.
John LeMaster.
So John LeMaster comes up there for Hastings. He had a single that produced a run back there in the fifth inning of play. Also is flown out to right field, reached on an error way back in the second inning. He came around to score in that inning as well. So Hastings with John LeMaster up there, who scored 2 runs for us today. Comes up there for the fourth time here today in the sixth inning. The Broncos are going to be the home team here in this ball game, batting in the bottom half of the inning with a comfortable lead at 10-4 here in the national tournament. Mike Tomlin is down there at first base as the next pitch comes to play. It's going to be down low for a ball. 2 balls and no strikes. So 6 balls and 1 strike for Matt Sample since he came on here. Climbed on top of the hill. Very similar results here for the Hillcats. And here comes the 2-0 pitch now from Sample. That one hits the outside corner for a strike. 2-1 the count. We're at Hayes Field in Lubbock, Texas. Hastings College trying to survive here in the NAIA National Tournament. They would play another elimination ball game at 6 tonight. If they can win here. LeMaster squares around the butt, pulls it back, and will take a pitch outside for a ball. 3 balls and 1 strike now to John LeMaster. If Hastings wins, we'll be back on the air at 5:45 this afternoon with a pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. And here comes the next pitch. LeMaster again squares around the butt. This time he fouls it away back to the screen. It's now 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings scores 2 in the second inning of play. Rogers State came back to tie it. 2 in the top of the third. Then they scored 2 more in the fourth inning to grab a 4-2 lead before Hastings explodes for 8 runs in the fifth inning. The Broncos now lead by a score of 10-4 over Rogers State. Matt Sample, your pitcher. The next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen, and the count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings now in the bottom half of the order here. LeMaster, the number 7 hitter in the batting order. Sonny Huey would follow him, then Zach Nelson. Then Daniel Nealon. Hastings looking for another big inning here in the sixth. Put this baby away. John LeMaster winning here at the plate. There goes the runner at first base, and the ball is going to be popped up out of play. Mike Tomlin heads back to the bag at first. So John LeMaster looks down to Jim Bobby again. Nothing on right now. It's just a clap in the hand for Bobby down in the third base box. Working from the stretch will be Sample. He's a right-handed thrower. So here comes the pitch to the plate. Again, fouled away. Three balls and two strikes here to John LeMaster. Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Next pitch is a called third strike. And LeMaster goes down by the wayside. He throws away the bat. He was looking to head down to first base, but that's not the case. John LeMaster rung up here. Strikeout number one in the ball game by Matt Sample. So he gets one across the outside portion of the plate there, and LeMaster is caught looking. So a walk and a strikeout so far for Matt Sample here in the sixth. And Sonny Huey comes up there next. Huey drove one home back in the fifth inning, eventually came around to score himself. As he will take a pitch outside and down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Huey's also got another single and an RBI back there in the second inning of play, and he grounded out in the fourth. One man out for Hastings here in the bottom of the sixth. Runner is on at first base. That's Tomlin as the next pitch comes to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and one strike. There's another GPAC team playing in the NAIA National Tournament. That's Doan. The Tigers went 1-1 on the opening day. They are playing as well this afternoon in an elimination ball game in Oklahoma City. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Two balls and one strike now. And Sonny Huey, the number 8 hitter in the batting order here for Hastings. He started the day with a batting average of .263. So Huey has helped that average along here today with a couple of base hits and three trips to the plate. Next one is going to be fouled away on the first base side. Now two balls and two strikes here to Sonny Huey. And you would probably expect down the stretch here, boy, getting into the seventh inning, Mac Land is going to be a prospect for some pitching time here. Drew Taylor is now warming up again for Rogers State down the bullpen down on the first base side. Here comes the next pitch to the play. It's going to be fouled away. And the count remains at two balls and two strikes. We have not seen Land, our closer, out there for Hastings yet in our two ball games. Addison Ives is another guy that we could expect to see down the stretch here. But Kirby Wells has been out there. He's got a big lead right now at 10-4. There's another cold third strike on the outside corner, and Sonny Huey goes down. So a couple of strikeouts here, and a couple of guys that have been caught looking here on the third strike, LeMaster and Sonny Huey. So a couple of strikeouts here now by Matt Sample, and Zach Nelson comes to the plate next. Tell you what, Rogers State's got plenty of firepower left in their bats. There's still plenty of time left in this ballgame. As Hastings bats here in the bottom half of the sixth inning, Zach Nelson will take a strike here in the outside corner. Nothing and one to Zach. He's our number 9 hitter. He struck out back there in the fifth inning. Grounded out, and he has laid down a sacrifice. There's a pitch that's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and one strike now. For their lives as well in this double elimination tournament, coming in as a number 2 seed. Champions of the Sooner Athletic Conference. Knocking off Oklahoma Baptist University in their championship ball game. They have won 45 games so far this year. But they're trailing here 10-4 to Hastings. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. Two balls and one strike to Zach Nelson here in the sixth inning. Boy, the Hillcats pitchers here, in the last couple of innings, have had a tough time finding the range. Although Sample's got a couple of strikeouts here in the sixth. On LeMaster and Huey, there's a ball hit to left field. That's going to be a base hit picked up out there by Colton Campbell. So Hastings with a base hit now off of Sample. That sends Mike Tomlin down to second base in the play. Next Zach Nelson is aboard at first base. And now Daniel Nealon comes to the plate. Nealon had an RBI single in the fifth inning. He is grounded out. He walked in the second. Had a single back there in the first inning of play. So 9 base hits in the ball game now for Hastings College. And Joe Manbaugh is going to go out and talk with his pitcher and Matt Sample. Bronco baseball here today on 1230 KHAS. We're at Hayes Field in Lubbock, Texas for the NAIA National Tournament. Hastings lost yesterday. They've got the lead here today, 10-4, as they bat here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Short little conference as Manbaugh comes back to the plate. Daniel Nealon enters the batter's box, and there's a strike delivered up here on Nealon in the outside corner. Nothing and one to Dan Nealon, who started the day with a batting average of 304 for Hastings College. Nealon winning on the pitch now from Sample. Here it comes. It's in there for a strike. Nothing and two to Nealon. A.J. Clark would be next. Only 4 base hits so far today for Rogers State, a team that came in with a team batting average of 329. Kirby Wells has done the job. There's a pitch on the inside corner that's going to be in there for a strike, and he strikes him out. So Sample comes out there and gets 3 strikeouts. All 3 players caught looking on a 3rd strike. Hastings scores no runs on a base hit, no errors, 2 men left on base. We go to the 7th inning of play with a score. Hastings 10, Rogers State 4.
Ready to pursue your passion but been a while since you've been in the classroom? Hastings College has a program specifically for adult students ready to get their degree. The Hastings College 22 Plus program offers reduced tuition and all of the personal attention that Hastings College is famous for. Your call today begins the journey for a degree from nationally renowned Hastings College, something no other adult program in the area can match, and it could all start this fall. Call 800-LEARN-HC or find them on the web at hastings.edu/22PLUS. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home in Hastings and Kearney invites you into our showrooms for National Karastan Month. Ready for some color after a long winter? Yearning for a carpet that is soft yet durable? Our Karastan Month sale is now in progress. You can earn up to $1,000 cash back. There's never been a better time to invest in Karastan quality and style. Berbers, shags, and eco-friendly fibers, traditional florals to exciting prints. You'll find it all during National Karastan Month at Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home, Hastings and Kearney.
Safe, sound, and secure. These 3 words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch. Helping you be safe, sound, and secure is just one more way that Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back in Lubbock as we head to inning number 7 here for Rogers State. The Old Cats will send up the top of the order, 1, 2, and 3. Barnes, McEwen, and West to face Kirby Wells, who stays out there for Hastings College. And Barnes has a count of 1-1 here in the 7th. So Kirby Wells has given up only 6 base hits so far in the ball game. There's a fly ball toward left field, and that's going to be caught out there by Zach Nelson.
Next up, the third baseman.
So Brant Barnes flies out to Zach Nelson out in left field. That's going to bring up Cade McEwen next. So Cade McEwen, he's got his single so far in this ball game. An RBI single back there in the 3rd. He struck out in the 1st, and he walked in inning number 5. And here's the pitch to him. It's going to be in there for a strike. So 6 base hits given up by Kirby Wells so far in this ball game. Wells has struck out a man back there in the 1st inning. He's given up some walks, 5 of them to be exact, but Hastings College with the lead here at 10-4. Here comes the next pitch by Kirby. It's going to be down low for a ball. And Cade McEwen is ahead on the count. Colton West will follow him, then Randy Ramirez. Rogers State looking to get back into the ballgame after Hastings scored 8 runs in the 5th inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. And the count is now at 3-1. So 3-1 the count here to Cade McEwen, who started the day with a batting average of 244. Kirby rocks and fires. Here comes the next pitch. Took something off of that one, and it's going to be in there for a strike, 3-2. Broncos have the lead over the second-seeded Hillcats of Rogers State of Oklahoma. Here comes the 3-2 pitch, swung on, tapped out here. A.J. Clark grabs it with a bare hand, goes over to first base. They got him down there at first base. Nice play by A.J. Clark at third base there for Hastings. A.J. Clark bare hands that baby and gets it over to the first baseman, John LeMaster, to record the out. Cade McEwen is retired in the play. Great play there defensively by A.J. Clark. Now the Broncos playing with a lot of confidence out there. Two up, two down here in the seventh inning of play as Colton West will come to the plate next. West flew out to right field in the first inning. Had his single in the third. Flew out to center field in the fifth. And here's the pitch to him. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. So 1-0 the count. Hastings College looking to move into another elimination ball game later on tonight at 6 o'clock. We'd be on the air with the pregame show at 5:45 this afternoon. That would be against the team that we saw yesterday in Kansas Wesleyan. Next pitch is going to be inside. Up high, two balls and no strikes now. And Colton West, as the catcher Jeff Hobbs goes out to have a couple of brief words with Kirby Wells, who's retired the first two guys that he has faced here in the seventh inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here today between Rogers State and Hastings College. The Broncos have the lead 10-4 over the second-seeded Hillcats. Here comes the next one. It's going to be in there for a strike. Some smoke delivered up there by Kirby Wells, and it's now two balls and one strike. Lubbock Christian going to play the next ball game scheduled for 2:30 here today as the next pitch comes inside for a ball. There's now three balls and one strike. They will play Northwood of Texas. Those are the two undefeated teams left here after the first couple of ball games. Northwood beating this Rogers State team last night by a score of 8-5. Lubbock Christian winning over Kansas Wesleyan yesterday. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball, and they walk him. So Colton West heads down to first base. That's the sixth walk of the ball game now for Kirby Wells. And coming to the plate next will be Randy Ramirez.
Now batting for the Hillcats.
Ramirez grounded out. He's flown out twice. So he's 0-3 here today. Ramirez in the ball game yesterday was 1 out of 4. Had an RBI and struck out once in their ball game with Northwood of Texas. And here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Randy Ramirez. Hastings out on top 10-4 here in the ball game with Kirby Wells now working from the stretch with the base runner on at first base. Ball hit to A.J. Clark at third base. Grabs it. A long throw over to the bag at first. That's going to be in time. A head first slide down there by Ramirez, but not in time as A.J. Clark gets the ball across the diamond there. So the Hillcats are retired here in the seventh inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh with a score of Hastings 10 and Rogers State 4.
Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists are committed to keeping their focus on you in everything they do. You can count on them to give you personal attention from your initial exam all the way through your follow-up care. They offer fair and total treatment you can afford. Hastings Orthopedics promises to thoroughly explore your options and help you understand all the possible solutions. Dr. Shingren, Bolin, and Noacek work together to ensure continuity and quality in your care. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hastings Orthopedics, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Bolin at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here in Lubbock, Texas, Hastings College has got the lead over Rogers State of Oklahoma by a score of 10-4. Broncos batting here in the seventh inning of play. 2, 3, and 4 will come up here to face Matt Sample and the Hillcats. A.J. Clark, Jeff Hobbs, John Rivera. A.J. Clark laid down a sacrifice earlier today. He's grounded out. A walk, two-run single in the fifth. As he comes up there again here in inning number seven for Hastings. Matt Sample stays out there for the Hillcats of Rogers State. A.J. Clark now switching sides of the plate. He's over here on the left-hand side with a right-hander, Matt Sample, now throwing for Rogers State. Sample is the third pitcher used by the Hillcats here today. So A.J. Clark trying to get things started for Hastings. Broncos have a six-run lead. There's the next pitch going to be fouled away on the third base side, out of play. So it's two balls and two strikes. Jim Bowlby complaining the Broncos were tight for the ball game yesterday against Kansas Wesleyan. A little looser today during batting practice, and the Broncos have performed pretty well here in this one. As the pitch comes inside on A.J., and the count goes to two balls and two strikes. A.J. Clark playing at third base. He was the starter yesterday, took the loss. Three balls and two strikes, the count should be. 3-2 the count. Here comes the next one. It's going to be a pitch outside for a walk. A.J. Clark gets things started now here in the seventh. That's going to be the second walk given up there by Matt Sample. He's got three strikeouts since coming on. Their starter, Jim Miner, he went the first four innings today. He gave up seven runs, four hits, six walks, and no strikeouts. Eric Faust came on. He gave up three runs for Rogers State, and now Matt Sample. There's a swing and a foul tap here by Jeff Hobbs at the plate, 0-1. Now to Hobbs with A.J. Clark down there at first base. If the Broncos win here, we'll play another game coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. Hastings will play Kansas Wesleyan, the team that beat Hastings yesterday by the score of 8-1, or actually 11-1 in seven innings. So we'll get another crack at the Coyotes if we can hang on for the win here. 10-4 is the score here. Hastings College with the lead over Rogers State. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike on Hobbs. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Hobbs started the day with a batting average of .327. That was tops on the team. Voted to the all-conference team from the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week. Here comes the next pitch. A little check swing, but it was down low. And outside, one ball and two strikes now to Jeff Hobbs. John Rivera standing in the on-deck circle here for Hastings. So here comes the 1-2 pitch now. It's going to be up high for a ball. Now two balls and two strikes on Hobbs. 23 strikeouts and 21 baseline balls for Jeff Hobbs so far this year. Here comes the next pitch to him. It's going to be outside for another ball. So it is now three balls and two strikes. Sample had a count in his favor. Now it's worked back to full here. Three balls and two strikes. Man is on at first base. That's A.J. Clark. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That's swung on and fouled down to first base side. Three balls and two strikes. You're listening to Bronco Baseball here today on 1230 KHIS. Our Bronco Baseball coverage brought to you in part by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialist, by the Real Estate Group of Hastings, and by Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's going to be fouled away on the first base side. So Hobbs hangs tough in there at three balls and two strikes. Man is on at first base. That's A.J. Clark. First baseman Colton West will hold him on defensively. Valdez, the second baseman, kind of shaded toward the bag at second, so a little hole here on the right side of the diamond. There's a swing and a foul tap back into the glove. A man bonded. He's out of there. Jeff Hobbs strikes out. That's strikeout number four in the ball game now for Matt Sample. Got three guys looking in the sixth inning of play. And now John Rivera comes to the plate next. Rivera grounded out in the first inning. Reached on a fielder's choice in the third. Hit by a pitch in the fifth inning. Scored a run. Walked later on in the fifth inning. And we'll take a pitch down low here for a ball. One ball and no strikes. So Hastings in their first national tournament appearance here in baseball has got the lead here in this one. Looking for their first win against Rogers State here in the second round. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now two balls and no strikes here to John Rivera, the designated hitter in the ball game today. Jim Bovee shuffled the lineup a little bit. Rivera's the DH. John LeMaster is playing defensively at first base. There's a swing and a miss by Rivera. And now the count is at 2-1. Just joining us, Hastings taking control of the ball game, scoring 8 runs in the 5th inning on 5 base hits, 4 walks, and a hit batter. There's the next pitch that can be outside and down low. And now the count is at 3-1 to John Rivera. Well, the Hillcats going to be a shell shock coming in as the number 2 seed, losing yesterday and now losing to the number 5 seed in Hastings here in the elimination ball game. There's the next pitch going to be popped up, first base side, and it's going to get out of play. So a strike here, 3-2. The Hillcats from Claremore, Oklahoma, finished 4th in their conference during the regular season in one of the toughest conferences probably in the nation, the Sooner Athletic Conference. They won their conference tournament by qualifying for this tourney, beating Oklahoma Baptist in the championship ball game last week 12-7. They lost to Oklahoma Christian, but they beat Oklahoma City University. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks this guy. So John Rivera heads down to the bag at first. Walk number 3 in the ball game by Matt Sample. A.J. Clark heads down to second base in the play. Rivera's on at first. There's one man out for Hastings here in the 7th. Mac Land comes up there next. 10-4 is the score. Hastings with a lead over Rogers State in this elimination ball game. Land so far, he's reached base safely once. That was back in the 2nd inning. He's blown out to the shortstop. He's walked. Also has grounded out here in the contest. He scored a couple of runs. He takes a strike here on the outside corner. 0-1 to Mac Land, who's playing out in right field for Hastings College here in this ball game today. Land digs back in from the right side, waits on the pitch here for Matt Sample. Here it comes. It's going to be inside for a ball, and it's now 1-1. Mike Tomlin will be next, and then John LeMaster. 5, 6, and 7 up here with Hastings with base runners on at first and second base. Rivera is on at first base. A.J. Clark down there at second. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. A fastball that's going to be in there for a strike. And it's now 1-2 here to Mac Land. Land started the day with a batting average of .293. Taps the plate here and now waits on the pitch for Matt Sample. Works from the stretch. The right-hander looks at the runner at second base. Throws one to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. 2-2 now to Mac Land. Land has struck out 30 times so far this year. He has walked 13 times. He's got 43 base hits. We're in the 7th inning, the bottom of the 7th. There's a swing and a miss, and Land goes down. Strikeout number 5 in the ballgame now for Matt Sample. So 5 strikeouts, 3 walks since he came on. And now Mike Tomlin now comes to the plate next.
Fielder number 3, Mike Tomlin.
Tomlin has laid down his sacrifice. He has walked 3 times. So Mike Tomlin seeing his first action in a couple of weeks has walked 3 times in the ball game today, still with no official at-bat. And he sends that one down the line in left field. It's going to be a foul territory. 0-1 to Tomlin. Started the day with a batting average of .299. Hamstring injury has put him on the sidelines the past couple of weeks. Wanted to play here today for Hastings in this elimination ball game. Has been taking swings in the cage for the past couple of weeks and throwing the ball around. He's out in center field for Hastings College today and has went all the way thus far. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. 1-1 now to Mike Tomlin for Hastings. Runners are on at first and second base here for Hastings College in inning number 7. As Tomlin is in the left-hand batter's box here for Hastings. Tomlin, the junior out of Grand Island. There's a slow roller to Valdez at second base. He goes over to first. That's going to be in time. And the inning is over as Mike Tomlin grounds out to second base. Hastings scores no runs on no hits, no errors, 2 men left on base. We go to inning number 8 here this afternoon with a score. Hastings College 10, Rogers State 4.
Neighbors, we shouldn't need a GPS to find a bag of fertilizer. Let's go to Ace. Get help quickly from people who know their stuff. We can get our yard work done and get our barbecue on. It's time to get your weekend back.
Ace can help you quickly turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
Big G Ace.
3203 Osborne Drive West in Hastings. Big G Ace is open from 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 Sundays.
Ace, the helpful place.
Comfort means something different to everyone. And Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853 and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home in Hastings and Kearney invites you into our showrooms for National Karastan Month. Ready for some color after a long winter? Yearning for a carpet that is soft yet durable? Our Karastan Month sale is now in progress, and you can earn up to $1,000 cash back. There's never been a better time to invest in Karastan quality and style. Berbers, shags, and eco-friendly fibers, traditional florals to exciting prints. You'll find it all during National Karastan Month at Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home, Hastings and Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we head to the top of the eighth inning. Hastings College has sent back out Kirby Wells here. Cody Campbell, Colton Campbell, and Joe Manbaugh scheduled up here for the Hillcats in the eighth inning. Numbers 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order. So Kirby Wells has given up 6 hits so far with 1 strikeout, 6 walks, and 4 runs. We'll come out and throw the eighth inning, or at least start the eighth inning here for Hastings. Cody Campbell up to the plate now for Rogers State. And the count to him is at 2 balls and 1 strike. So Kirby very effective here today. He's given up a couple of runs back there in the third. Gave up 2 runs in the fourth inning. Walked a couple of guys in the fifth. Looked like Jim Bovey was going to go to the bullpen in the fifth. But he's come back here nicely and has shut down a very good Rogers State hitting ball club here. Rogers State has not scored a run since the fourth. The next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And it's now 3 balls and 1 strike. Right now, the bullpen is empty for Hastings on third base side. There's a strike delivered up there by Kirby. Now the count is at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So the Grand Island product, Kirby Wells, trying to keep the season alive here for Hastings College here in the NAIA National Tournament in the elimination ball game today. Broncos have the lead 10-4. There's a fly ball toward right. Mac Land drifts over toward the foul line, and Land's going to grab it in foul territory. Cody Campbell will fly out to the right fielder out there, Mac Lamb. And that's going to bring up Cody or Colton Campbell next. That was Cody. This is Colton coming to the plate next. Colton started the day with a batting average of .343. He's got 1 single, 3 trips to the plate so far. He has scored a run. But Rogers State has been shut down. Not a whole lot of offensive production in this ball game here today. There's another strike delivered up by Kirby. 0-1. Last night, Rogers State had 8 base hits in their loss to Northwood University, 8-5. They had 8 base hits last night. So far today, 6 in this ball game against Hastings, as the next pitch is going to be outside and down low. 1 ball and 1 strike down to Colton Campbell. Joe Manbaugh would be next, and then Billy Bollock. If Rogers State can get some base runners here against Kirby Wells, there's a curveball that misses inside. That's now 2 balls and 1 strike. Hastings would play again if we hang on to this win today. 6 o'clock starting time today. There's a bouncing ball to Huey at short. Gets it over the first base. That's going to be in time. So Colton Campbell is retired in the play. 6-3 officially, and Joe Manbaugh comes up there next.
Next up, the catcher, number 5, Joe Manbaugh.
Hastings only got 1 error so far in the ballgame. That occurred back there in the first inning. The man Bob comes to the plate next now for Rogers State. He'll bat from the right-hand side. He's got a base on balls. He's laid down a sacrifice and a single in the sixth. His 3 times up there. So Kirby goes back to work on him. Rogers State batting here in the top half of the eighth inning. Hastings College, the home team here today. Broncos have a 10-4 lead. There's a strike there. Joe was taken all the way. 1 ball and 1 strike. Watches that one go whistling right on by. 1 ball and 1 strike down to Joe Manbaugh for Rogers State. Bollock would be next, and then Valdez. Here's the next pitch by Kirby Wells. That's in there for a strike. Kirby Wells shows no signs of tiring here. He's into the eighth inning. Digging back in will be a man ball here on the right-hand side with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kirby's next pitch will be fouled away. That remains at one ball and two strikes. A.J. Clark yesterday in his 4 1/3 innings threw 91 pitches. Gave up 10 base hits and eventually was knocked out of there. Broncos losing to Kansas Wesleyan yesterday 11-1, but out on top here in the elimination ball game over Rogers State 10-4. Now Clark goes in to have a couple of words with Kirby Wells. Jeff Hobbs joins the conversation, albeit briefly, as Hobbs heads back to the plate here. A.J. Clark to third base. One ball and two strikes now to the hitter here for Rogers State. Joe Manbaugh, there's a swing and a miss. A high fastball that Kirby Wells blows right on by him. A strikeout there. That's the first strikeout for Wells since the first inning. But he has shut down a Rogers State, Oklahoma baseball team here today. The inning is over for the eighth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning with a score, Hastings 10, Rogers State 4.
Safe, sound, and secure. These three words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch. Helping you be safe, sound, and secure is just one more way that Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists are committed to keeping their focus on you in everything they do. You can count on them to give you personal attention from your initial exam all the way through your follow-up care. They offer fair and total treatment you can afford. Hastings Orthopedics promises to thoroughly explore your options and help you understand all the possible solutions. Dr. Shingren, Bolin, and Noacek work together to ensure continuity and quality in your care. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hastings Orthopedics, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings College now batting here in the eighth inning of play. The Broncos have the lead over Rogers State. The score is 10-4. John LeMaster, Sonny Huey, Zach Nelson coming up there. Ground ball, Ramirez at shortstop has got it. He gets it to first base and one up, one down as LeMaster grounds out to the shortstop to begin the eighth. Kirby Wells has thrown 149 pitches now in the ball game today. Through eight innings, 149 pitches Kirby Wells has thrown in this ball game today. You normally don't see that out of a pitcher for Hastings, but Kirby has been around the plate all day long. He has shut down Rogers State in this ball game today with the Broncos leading by the score of 10-4 here in the eighth inning. 149 pitches, though, for Kirby Wells in the ball game, and he has staked out to a six-run advantage. Just as we expected, Mac Land, who's been playing out in right field and is the official closer for Hastings, he is now up down in the bullpen, and he will come on for Hastings in the ninth inning. So Sonny Huey comes to the plate here for the Broncos. Huey has had a good day today. He's had a couple of base hits, couple of RBIs, struck out once and has grounded out once, so he's 2-for-4 here today. Yesterday, Huey in the ball game was 1-for-3 in the contest against Kansas Wesleyan. So Sonny's waiting on the pitch here from Matt Sample, who has been pretty effective himself since coming on. He's the third pitcher used by Rogers State. He's got 3 walks, but he's got 5 strikeouts as well. He has shut down the Broncos. Hastings has not scored since their big inning in the fifth. There's the ball hit to right field. Bollock stands in concrete and grabs the ball. So Sonny Huey flies out to right field. Billy Bollock grabs that. Two men up, two men down for Hastings here in the eighth. Zach Nelson is coming up there next. So unless Rogers State puts together a big ninth inning, we'll be hanging around. We'll be back on the air at 5:45 this afternoon for the pregame show. 6 o'clock for the first pitch as Hastings will take on Kansas Wesleyan in another elimination ball game coming up later on today. We'll have it for you. Kansas Wesleyan, the Coyotes, the team that knocked off Hastings yesterday 11-1. Zach Nelson up to the plate now as this pitch is going to be fouled down the third base side. One ball and one strike now to Nelson. So Hastings College hanging around here in this national tournament with a lead here. Nelson fouls away the next pitch. One ball and two strikes. Here's the next one hit on the ground toward third. Fielded there by McEwen. Goes across the diamond. That's going to be in time. And the Broncos go down in order here in inning number 8. As Zach Nelson grounds out to the third baseman. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We'll go to the ninth inning with a score. Hastings 10, Rogers State 4.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Neighbors, we shouldn't need a GPS to find a bag of fertilizer. Let's go to Ace. Get help quickly from people who know their stuff. We can get our yard work done and get our barbecue on. It's time to get your weekend back.
Ace can help you quickly turn your to-do list into a to-do list.
Big G Ace, 3203 Osborne Drive West in Hastings. Big G Ace is open from 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 Sundays.
Ace, the helpful place.
Comfort means something different to everyone. And Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853 and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call
402-463-4853. 1230 KHAS.
So Mac Land is going to come on and throw now for Hastings as expected here in the ninth inning of play. Kirby Wells pitches 8 innings, throws 149 pitches in the ballgame today. Gives up 4 runs, had a couple of strikeouts, 6 walks. Shut down Rogers State here in this ballgame. Rogers State now in the ninth inning. They will need 6 runs to continue this thing.
Billy Bollock
coming up here. Jario Valdez and Brant Barnes, numbers 8, 9, and 1 in the batting order. So Mac Land comes in from right field where he seems to close this baby out here in the ninth inning. Cody Falk is now out in the right field for Hastings. So Mac Land, 5-0 on the season, 3.75 earned run average. Comes to the mound now. He's given up 26 base hits and 24 innings pitched. 14 runs, 10 of those earned. 5 base on balls, 24 strikeouts. Team's batting .277 against him. And Land works on Billy Bollock here. We'll take a strike in the outside corner. One ball and one strike. After the ball game, we'll name our player of the game. We'll have our coaches post-game show. Then we have to get out of here and make way for the second ball game with Lubbock Christian playing in the second contest against Northwood of Texas. And we'll be back later on at 6 o'clock tonight. Starting time, 5:45 pregame with Kansas Wesleyan and Hastings for the second time in this tournament. There's a swing and a miss, and Billy Bollock goes down. Strikeout number one for Mac Land.
Jairo Valdez
coming to the plate next. He is a second baseman. He's not done much today. 1-for-3 in the ball game. That is single. That produced a run back there in the fourth. Well, Rogers State has not scored since the fourth. At that time, they had a 4-2 lead over Hastings. Broncos coming back with 8 runs in the 5th inning. That's been the story here in this contest. The pitch is going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 here on Jario Valdez. Rogers State down to their final 2 outs of their season, which has been a fantastic year for them. 45-14 coming in here, but they lost yesterday to Northwood of Florida, or Northwood of Texas. And now losing here to Hastings. Next pitch can be outside for a ball. So it's 2-0 to Jario Valdez. Waits on the next pitch, is in there for a strike. 2-1 now to Valdez, the number 9 hitter in the batting order. 282 batting average to start the day. Mac Land trying to win it here for Hastings College in the 9th inning. In relief of Kirby Wells, bouncing ball. Sonny Huey at shortstop. He bobbles the ball, and it's off of his glove into left field. So Valdez will get aboard here on the air on Huey at shortstop. That's the second error of the ball game, but the first one since the first inning. So now Rogers State has got a base runner here at first base. Valdez gets aboard. And now Brent Barnes will come to the plate next. He is the leading hitter on the ball club here for Rogers State. So Kirby Wells goes the first 8 innings, gives up the 4 runs. And now Mac Land is out there trying to finish things off for the Broncos and getting them into another elimination ball game. Brant Barnes will take a pitch outside for a ball. 1-0 Valdez is now your base runner at first. He's not going to be going anywhere here with Rogers State down by 6 runs. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. 1-1 now to Barnes. He has not had a hit so far today. A couple of walks. He's flown out a couple of times, once to center and once to left field. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be popped up. Mike Tomlin in center field coming on, looks up. Tomlin squeezes the ball in his glove, and there's 2 outs. Brent Barnes will fly out to center field for the second out of the 9th inning. And now Cade McEwen comes up there next. Valdez will stay at first base here for Rogers State.
Pinch hitting for Rogers.
Now we're going to have a pitch hitter.
Kevin Radford.
Kevin Radford is going to come on and pinch hit now in this number 2 position in the 9th inning. So Radford comes on. Kevin Radford, number 20. He'll come to the plate here. He was the mystery runner we had earlier. We figured this out. Kevin Radford is not listed on the official roster, but Radford comes up here. He's got a batting average of .290 on the season. 20 base hits and 69 trips to the plate. So Radford coming up there. He'll bat from the left-hand side against the righty and Mackland. Base runner is at first base. That's Valdez. And the fastball comes to the plate. It's going to miss. 1-0 Radford, he's got 6 doubles, no triples, no home runs. He's driven home 12 for the Hillcats. He's walked 14 times and struck out 15 times. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike. Radford now is even up on 1-1. Rogers State batting here in the 9th inning of play. Trailing in the ball game by a score of 10-4. Hastings scoring 8 runs in the 5th inning. Looking for their first ever national tournament victory here this afternoon in Lubbock, Texas. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. Now 2-1 here to Kevin Radford. Can I make the catch? It's in fair territory. Running around over the third base is going to be Valdez. And at second base is going to be Radford. And Rogers State keeps the ball game alive here as Valdez moves over to third base on the play. And now Colton West will come to the plate next.
Now batting for the Hillcats, the first baseman, number 4.
So a base hit there by Radford. Down the line in left field, Zach Nelson tries to catch up with it. Could not hang into the ball out there. Radford gets a double to second base, and Colton West comes up there next. West is another left-handed hitter here. Working against Lamb. He's had a base hit and 4 trips to the plate so far today. He walked his last time up there in the 7th. So now Rogers State has got runners on at 2nd and 3rd base. Still trailing by 6 runs. 10-4 here in the top half of the 9th inning. With 2 men out. Land goes to work here on West and will take a strike here on the outside corner. 1-1 here to Colton West. Randy Ramirez would be next. West had a batting average to start the day at 356. Here comes the pitch from Land. It's going to be in there for another strike. So it's now one ball and two strikes here. Broncos just a strike away from advancing here in the NAIA National Tournament. Kansas Wesleyan will be the next opponents at 6 o'clock tonight here at Hayes Field. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Bland, a fastball that's going to be poked to the left side. It's going to get through there for a base hit. One run is going to score. So Colton West keeps his season alive here for Rogers State as he singles to left field. That's going to bring home a run as Jario Valdez comes in to score. That makes it a 10-5 ball game in favor of Hastings.
Shortstop, number 14, Randy Ramirez.
Now Randy Ramirez comes to the plate next. Ramirez, he's still looking for his first base hit of the ball game. He has grounded out. He's flown out to left field. He's flown out to right field, and he's grounded out. So he's 0 for 4 so far today, 388 batting average on the season. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Radford. Colton West is aboard at first base with an RBI single. And Randy Ramirez now taps the plate. He's ready to go here as Mack Land will work on Randy Ramirez. Trying to get the Broncos out of here. There's a strike delivered up there. No balls and one strike to Randy Ramirez. We got the Campbell boys up next. Cody, then Colton. Two men out for Rogers State here in inning number 9. Top of the ninth inning. 10-5 is the score. Hastings has got the lead. Next pitch by Land is going to be down low for a ball. And it is now one ball and one strike. Player of the game coming up. Also our coach's post-game show before we get out of here. Randy Ramirez waiting on the next pitch here at one ball and one strike. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball scooped up there by the catcher, Jeff Hobbs. And now it's two balls and one strike. So 2-1 count here to the batter, Randy Ramirez, for Rogers State. He's the number 4 hitter in the batting order. Here comes the next pitch, a fastball that's going to miss inside. Now three balls and one strike. So Land, who's been dominant all season long in this role, has allowed a couple of base hits. There's a high chopper. Sonny Huey at shortstop grabs the ball, goes to second base. That's not going to be in time. And a run comes in to score as Radford comes in from third base to score. Ramirez gets aboard here. Now that's going to be a base hit for Ramirez.
For Cody Campbell.
As he drives home a run, Colton West is safely aboard there at second base on the slide. And Cody Campbell comes up there next. Now it's a 10-6 ball game in favor of Hastings College. As Cody Campbell comes to the plate next, he is 1-for-3 so far today at his single back there in the fourth. Land goes to work on him and gets ahead of the count at nothing and one as he fires a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike here to Cody Campbell. Colton Campbell will be next. Still two men out here in the ninth inning. Rogers State has scored a couple of runs here in this ninth. They close the gap to 4 runs now. Cody Campbell taps the plate here as he waits on the next pitch from Land as he works in the stretch. Base runners on at first and second base. Next pitch comes inside and hits him. Cody Campbell heads down to the bag now at first base. Colton West moves over to third base on the play. Randy Ramirez is down to second. Cody Campbell moves down to first base, and now the tying run will come to the plate here in the form of Colton Campbell. And Jim Bovey is going to make his way out to the pitcher's mound. Jim Bovey comes back out here, and he's going to just trying to calm down Mack Land. Nobody is out and throwing for Hastings in the bullpen right now. Land is going to stay out there. Just a little vote of confidence here in the ninth inning. Hastings still with a 4-run lead, but now we've got Colton Campbell coming to the plate. The wind continues to blow in here, so it would be tough to poke one out of here. Colton Campbell has got 3 home runs this year and 22 RBIs. 10-6 is the score. Hastings out on top by 4 runs. Win the top half of the ninth inning. Colton Campbell's going to take a strike here. No balls and one strike to Colton Campbell. He started the day with a batting average at .343. Bases are loaded here for Rogers State. Here's the ball. It's going to be down low. The ball squirts away from Hobbs behind the plate, but trickles to the right side. Hobbs will pick her up and get her back to the glove of Mack Lamb. One ball and one strike. Hastings trying to win the ball game here this afternoon and advance to another elimination ball game at 6 o'clock tonight. And now the third base umpire is going to call all the umps in here to have a little conversation. So they're having a little meeting of the minds here with all the base umpires and also the home plate umpire right in between home plate and third base. I think the head coach for Rogers State.
There was no play on it. Ball was too.
And now they're going to evidently call a balk. A balk is going to be called here on the pitcher, Mack Lamb. So that's going to produce another run. That makes it a 10-7 ball game. Ramirez now heads over to third base on the play. Cody Campbell is on at second base. And the count is at one ball and one strike here to Colton Campbell. So a balk evidently called on Mack Lamb. There's a slow roll to the first base. LeMaster grabs the ball, goes over, touches the bag, and the ball game is over. So Rogers State comes back to make things interesting in the ninth inning, but Colton Campbell hits one right to the first baseman, John LeMaster, who gets the out. Hastings College wins the ball game here this afternoon over Rogers State. Final score of 10-7. Back with the final numbers after this.
Ready to pursue your passion but been a while since you've been in the classroom? Hastings College has a program specifically for adult students ready to get their degree. The Hastings College 22-plus program offers reduced tuition and all of the personal attention that Hastings College is famous for. Your call today begins the journey for a degree from nationally renowned Hastings College, something no other adult program in the area can match, and it could all start this fall. Call 800-LEARN-HC or find them on the web at hastings.edu/22PLUS. Pursue your passion.